If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
What do you do?
It's a highly specialized field.
Playing records.
Constant fun.
Are you ready? Let's motivate.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
You're there creating, thinking,
feeling,
doing. It's a lot of fun to do. Shut up.
Give the best at which you feel you are capable.
Is that good?
It's only good when people listen. But if people don't listen to it, then it's no good. No, that's wrong. He's having a ball.
DJ work is one of the most rewarding and enjoyable tasks a person can set for himself.
And now,
if you don't like the product, keep your mouth shut. It's as simple as that.
Our feature presentation.
Some good advice for us this morning, I think.
I think so.
That's excellent. Morning, everybody.
I enjoyed that.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Wednesday, the 8th of...
Why did it have to be at home so people wouldn't
cheer it?
Everybody standing here at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. An armada of nautical craft gathered in the Cubby Cove beyond the right field wall. Bonds one home run away from history. And he swings! And there's an long one deep in the right center field. Way back there. It's gone! A home run! Into the center field bleachers to the left of the 421-foot marker. An extraordinary shot to the deepest part of the yard. And Barry Bonds, with 756 home runs, he has hit more home runs than anyone who has ever played the game.
And by anyone who's ever played the game, you mean American. Anyone who's ever played American baseball, he's hit more home runs than.
Oh, is there somebody else that has more?
Yeah, who's that Japanese home run king?
Sadahara Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How many is he hit?
Well over 800, I know that.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's the all-time champ. So at least we have some solace in that, is that he really,
great.
It's just for America.
Some dude we've never heard of.
He's the Babe Ruth of Japan.
Do you think that he waited? Do you think that he wanted to make sure that he did it in San Francisco so there was positive reinforcement? No?
I don't. If you saw him at the plate, he was up there to hit a home run every single time at every single at-bat in every single city he's been to. It just worked out well for him that it was at home where people cared and liked him.
That's too bad.
That's probably easier for him to do at home, too.
Yeah, I think
Maybe.
I think so. I was bummed out, though. I mean, it's not quite at the level of, O.J. getting acquitted, but you're still bummed out. You do feel like he got away. And by the way, I swear to God, I got to find the tape. I heard a news radio station this morning where they were interviewing people after the shot, and they had this brother on who goes, "Well, Barry is a brother, and it's always harder when you're a brother. Yeah, it's just good that it happened for him." And I'm thinking, Barry's had a tough life.
He has.
Say, you pitch differently to a brother, by the way, don't you?
Yeah, right? Sure you
That's
do.
Much
sure.
more difficult.
He did not exactly have to endure life on the streets.
No, he didn't.
And come from, meager.
For folks who don't know, his father was a superstar Major League Baseball player. I mean, Barry Bonds has been raised basically playing baseball since he was 5 years old.
And with money and privilege and everything else.
Yeah. His godfather was Willie Mays. I mean, the guy, he's not exactly had it tough.
I have some questions. Sure. I have some questions for you. Hank Aaron there or not there?
Not there. Video message.
Commissioner Baseball there or not there?
Not there. Not there.
Now, that's really unusual, right?
It is.
And it's funny that he wasn't there because he's been following him around. How did he end up not there that night?
Well, he sent somebody else. There was some other emissary from Major League Baseball there to represent the commission. But,
the commissioner of baseball can't make it to the all-time home run record.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Now, I didn't hear much about the fan who caught the ball.
That was my last question, is what happened with that?
22-year-old Mets fan, I heard that.
A Mets fan is what I heard. What's he going to do with it, though?
Throw it back. Oh, if he's a Mets fan, he's going to sell it, I'm sure. Don't you think? I mean, you don't want to keep that.
I just like that his clothes were torn and he was bloody.
Nice.
And had to be escorted out by security.
A bit of a fight.
Wow.
Bit of a fight for the ball.
Yep.
You know, we had spoken last week when the Giants were in Los Angeles about, you know, people were saying how funny it would be to bring another ball in and
right.
then throw a different one back or pretend you caught it or something like that. They marked every single one of the balls that was thrown to him in this home run.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that they could authenticate which one. If 30 people show up and go, I've got the ball, only Major League Baseball knew what the marking was on each individual. Well, they put a number on it or something so that they'd know which one it was. Nobody else would know. But I wonder what that one's worth, and I wonder who's going to get it.
That's a great question. I guess Barry Bonds would want to buy it. I guess would the Hall of Fame
sure.
want to buy
Hall
it?
You'd think they would, right?
It's going to be, you know, private investors, Major League Baseball, and Barry Bonds now probably
it.
In a bidding war to see who's going to get this ball.
You know, Barry, I'm sure, Mike, you've heard about this. He has a museum to himself in his home.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a giant warehouse that is, you know, that has memorabilia from throughout his career. And as he's been these last few home runs, he buys his own uniforms. And after every home run, he takes that one off and puts on another one so that he says, all right, here's everything that I was wearing when I hit, you know, 752. And here's the uniform I was wearing when I hit 753.
Really?
He's got it all in a big warehouse because he's a giant narcissist.
Yep. And it's like a genius. He doesn't have it at his house here in Brentwood. He has it in his house in San Mateo County up in the Bay because he knows it'd be a matter of time before some Dodger fan comes and, like, arsons the whole place.
But forgive me for being ignorant, but no one cares about 751 or 752, do they?
I mean, yeah, he just saves everything.
I guess I could see this one. I guess I could see the tying and the record breaking.
It's all for him. I mean, just like Alex Rodriguez's 500th home run, people kind of made a big deal about that ball and what's going to go, you know, the owner of that ball is going to, what he's going to do with it now. But if you think about it, Alex Rodriguez will probably hit 600.
Yeah.
Eventually hit 700. And
so
no
this
one
doesn't
really
make any difference.
Care. Exactly. Same with 752, 53, 54.
Right. But I can see the
funny,
tying
though,
and
that
winning.
He buys his own uniforms so that he can then take them off after he hits a home run, put another one on. That's what's funny to me.
What the hell?
I know. He's weird.
And then when he got to home plate, he stops and points to the sky to God, I guess. Does he always do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he usually does it after he hits one. Did you see him do it beforehand?
No, after when he was standing on the home plate after he ran around the bases.
Oh, yeah. That's most Major League Baseball players.
And also, I think a lot of that has to do with since his father's passed, he does that.
Oh, so he's to his father, to his own father.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I expected God to speak, and he's not with me. You know, something like that.
Well, at least our long national nightmare is over.
Now, are they going to cover, because each home run from now on is a record, are they going to cover it on SportsCenter and everything else? No?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll get covered.
But
they won't be. It won't be break-in live anymore. No, it won't be. Yeah, it's just it's add-on now, so not that big a deal.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, the Giants lose again? I didn't hear.
Yeah, that's the best part. I was going to say, that just encapsulates this whole run. Giants 8-6 loss.
Yeah.
And Barry, you think he's waking up this morning going, man, my team lost. That's so painful.
Now, Barry says he wants to play another season, and I get the impression that the management would rather not have his hefty salary and actually be able to get some players who can play, you know, full games.
Yep.
I mean, they paid him almost $16 million this year basically just so that they could sell a lot of tickets for people to come out and see him hit home runs. I don't know that that exists for next year.
He has to go to the American League. He has to. If he's going to play again, and because he's such a liability in the field. He's going to play again. He has to go to the American League where he can DH.
And who wants to end his career with another team, though? You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, say what you want. If he say went to the Angels, people would come to see that. I mean, that would fill more seats.
I'm curious what kind of reaction that would get from Angels fans. I'm sure we would get all.
And if you take him
across the spectrum,
you do take him out of the lineup, essentially, and not have him in the field, and he just pumps iron all day, and comes up and jacks homers. He's pretty serviceable in that role. I mean, I could see him batting sixth just jacking.
I would think with him, if he's a designated hitter, it makes a lot more sense because then he doesn't have to field or anything else. He just steps up to the plate.
Ice his knees in between innings, just come up, you know, three times a game and just look for the long ball.
But he'll have oxygen and they'll have a walker.
Yeah. Is he going to be crippled in 5 years?
Pretty much.
Completely.
He already essentially is.
Yeah, he's pretty
crippled.
If you
watch him a lot of times, for instance, in this home run race, during the Dodger games that you go see, I mean, after his third at bat, if it's late in the game, they just pinch run for him. I mean, he won't even stay out on the base pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He walks over to first base after his intentional walk, and they have a guy waiting, already ready to
wow, and they wheel
pinch
him out.
Run for him. And Barry just walks off the bases, and the guy comes on and pinch runs for him.
Oh, my God. That's sad.
Yeah. Well, Barry Bonds.
What are you going to do?
If I'm him, though, I don't know what he feels like physically, but if I'm him, I'm thinking I'm going to extend this record as far as possible, hopefully keep it and to keep that record forever.
Yeah.
If possible.
Right. Exactly.
I just a real quick aside. I thought this was amazing to me. You know, obviously Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record, and now Barry Bonds has broken Hank Aaron's record. Do you know how many home runs the guy had that Babe Ruth surpassed?
No.
It was like in the 150s.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Like, Babe Ruth hit 715 home runs, and this guy, the record he had 150-something.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What changed?
The game, Major League Baseball, hadn't been around long enough for this guy to amass too many home runs. I just think it's funny.
Babe Ruth was on the juice.
Right.
I'm here, man.
As I thought of how many more home runs Barry will hit to increase this record,
right.
I was putting in perspective a guy who, 700% over the record. Yeah. The record.
So he's going to have to go a long ways if he's going to accomplish that. All right, well, we'll talk about that more today. It's 20 to 6, Kevin and Bean Show, Wednesday morning. We got the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, on the show today.
Oh, good.
Talking about the gig that he's doing in Las Vegas. We have, you thought that he was a woman. That's bad surprise. That's not what you want to find out.
That was like an Entourage a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yep.
And the mayor of Beverly Hills didn't care.
Well, that's what Psycho Mike was saying. Psycho Mike was saying, if you get to a certain point.
Well, they weren't at that point. They were just still flirting in the club. But I guess I could see. I don't know.
No, you're not a guy.
For me to put myself
you're
in
not
that
a guy.
Position.
See, here's the thing. Yeah. Girls. It's not so gross or yucky.
We cross over the line
yes,
a
because,
little easier.
Because girls are great.
Right.
Guys are repulsive. And it's not one of those things where you're going to go, I've already put in about 20 minutes of work.
He's already down there.
Might as well just finish up.
I'm a cross-dresser and I wanted the whole world to know.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the update on Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa on the program today.
Yay!
If you missed Kat Von D yesterday from L.A. Inc., the show debuted last night on TLC. She's fantastic.
And I like her, yeah.
We have some highlights of her coming up just after 6 o'clock on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Now, you got...
That was a moment with Kevin.
Oh, you guys are such good editors, because that doesn't ever happen for real.
You're the good editor, man. The way you edit in your head to make everything make no sense whatsoever. It's amazing how quickly you can do that.
Not everybody can do that as well.
No.
That's true.
Sure. It's 5:49, as we mentioned, the Pitbull of Comedy coming up on the show today. And if you missed highlights of our late-in-the-show guest yesterday, Kat Von D from the new TV show L.A. Inc., she's one of the premier tattoo artists in the world. She's a fascinating young woman, and I think she and Dave are going to be very happy together.
Oh,
anyway, you'll hear some highlights of that coming up just after 6 o'clock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat first thing in the morning. What's going on, Ralph?
We often hear about who makes the most money in Hollywood, but what kind of return is Hollywood getting on its investment? Forbes magazine just did a study on the most profitable actors and actresses in Hollywood.
Most profitable.
This
used to be Tom Cruise, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's not even the top five now.
For the meltdown.
It's how much an actor gets paid versus how much their movies make.
Interesting.
Which I think is an interesting study. Here's the number one most profitable man in Hollywood, Matt Damon.
Oh, because of this movie, right?
This and others. I mean, all the Bournes were... very successful. Yeah. He's had a string of successful movies. The Departed, of course, was a big hit. It turns out that for every dollar he was paid to perform, the movie company's got a $29 return on their investment.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
So all that means is they look at that, and Matt's agent looks at that and says, well, dude, you're not charging enough.
We got to charge $28 more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Per dollar.
Brad Pitt came in second place, followed by Johnny Depp and Vince Vaughn.
Really?
Interestingly enough. Key with Vince is he makes a lot of low-budget comedies that do very well, like Dodgeball and Old School.
Yeah.
And gets big return.
I thought Adam Sandler used to be in that list, didn't he? Where he was making huge money and it didn't cost much?
Yeah, back in his glory days.
Yeah.
Pre-click. Brad's ex-wife, Jennifer Aniston, was number one for women.
What?
She doesn't even seem like a movie star to me.
In terms of money spent versus return on your investment, she is the best bet in Hollywood. And then Angelina Jolie is right after that for women. So.
Britney Spears. Sharon Stone follows her.
Yes. Britney Spears had another classy move on Monday, according to TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website.
paparazzi caught her bumping into another car while pulling into a parking spot.
Yes.
She was going to a vitamin store, according to TMZ. She hit the vehicle, then jumped out and inspected her own car for damage, and then went into the store without even bothering to check the minivan that she ran into when she was pulling into the parking
spot. Jeez, what a bitch.
We talked to Harvey about this yesterday, and who, with all those witnesses in the parking lot, doesn't at least leave a note? Doesn't at least make an effort to make it look like you're responsible?
Yeah, she didn't even consider it.
Wait a minute, Brittany did something irresponsible? No, I can't imagine it.
No, but what Bean's saying is if you know you're surrounded by photographers, in that case, you're on your best behavior, you would think.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking about Britney Spears.
All right, you're right.
Woman who drives with her baby in her lap pressed up against the steering wheel.
Yeah,
no concept of what to actually do in an accident.
She's not a human being. She has no experience in the world. No.
I have one thing to say to you.
What?
Kiss my fat ass.
Sorry, Tyra Banks, who had nothing to do with Britney Spears' story.
No, but Britney's fat. That's why I
thought
She sure had a little dog with her, though, didn't she?
She did.
She had that little dog. She had that. Here's an interesting story about Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Gwen's baby, Kingston, with husband Gavin Rosdale, is over 15 months old.
Okay.
Gwen, however, still admits that she still breastfeeds Kingston and has no plans on quitting.
Has no plans on quitting?
No.
Ever?
Gwen told the London Observer newspaper that she's going to keep going.
Lucky kid.
It's a labor of love. However, he has bitten her a few times already.
Oh, no. That doesn't seem good.
I don't know. I think a year and a half, you can let that go, can't you?
I don't know.
Kid starts eating solid foods?
Yeah, you would think, right? I mean, I don't know the timing of how it's supposed to be, but...
I don't want to tick off the La Leche members of the audience, but, it seems like...
I've seen on some of the daytime talk shows, they've had moms on who have breastfed their kids till they're, like, three.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's very inappropriate.
No.
Maybe Gwen likes the bigger boobs.
This La Leche group is...
they're scary.
...group of mothers who believe you should really never stop.
Yeah.
Just keep going forever.
What do you mean forever?
Till they're 18.
The kids are like 50. Like in a nursing home. Literally a nursing home. See, because nursing is also another word for breastfeeding cycle, Mike. See?
Oh, my God.
Got to explain things to Roid Boy.
Look at your watch now. You're a super hot female.
Yeah.
You got $1 million contract. And you're still waiting for your hot track.
Not
she has
well
lost
either.
A step, yeah. I'll tell you, since they had the baby. That's
really
sure.
Not the same voice.
Speaking of singing, Lindsay Lohan has contacted Black Eyed Peas' Fergie and asked her to write a hit song together. Yeah, I bet you would like that, wouldn't you, Lindsay?
And by together, you write it, Fergie, then send it to me and I'll sing it?
Maybe. She's already planning her comeback. She thought maybe a hit song would help.
But doesn't she have some stuff to clear up first?
Nope. Okay. Meanwhile, have you read the tabloid reports about the affair with the married man Lindsay had while at Promises?
No.
They're saying this may be the reason for her lack of recovery while she was there. I mean, besides the fact she was running around the halls naked and doing whippets.
Yeah.
Reportedly, she had an affair with a married man. And when he was done with his stay at Promises, he said, well, this has been fun, but it's over. And she freaked out and said, no, you can't leave me, and we belong together, and you have to leave your wife, blah, blah, blah. He said, nope, and left. And Lindsay tried to cut her wrist and freak out.
Really?
Wow.
Apparently, she tried to harm herself with a corkscrew, according to tabloids.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, In Touch magazine is reporting that Lindsay was far from sober since getting out of rehab.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was doing all kinds of drugs that her alcohol bracelet wouldn't detect. And, so it didn't take, in other words. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you're saying that her sobriety did not work well.
In a world of sober people,
yes,
she would be at the back of the line.
Not in front.
In terms of rank sobriety, is what I'm saying.
Fire.
Nope.
No more.
This sounds bad. You know, Vanessa Williams is over there on the Ugly Buddy TV show. She's in the cast of that.
Yes.
People Magazine is reporting that they've hired an actor to play her bodyguard, Dwayne, on the show for at least two episodes. It'll be Rick Fox, former Laker, former husband to Vanessa Williams.
Hmm?
That's got to be awkward on the set, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's weird.
The only thing I can imagine is that they have some sort of friendship and that she's okay with it. I can't imagine she wouldn't nix it if it wasn't going to be awkward for them. But still.
That's weird.
All the people to work with.
Well, he's got the chops, though. He's got the acting chops.
Well, so he's brilliant. Yeah,
she wants a chance to get an accomplished actor like him.
That's right.
You go for it.
You guys watching The Singing Bee?
No.
Not even a little bit.
So you're watching it, right?
Not one time.
So you guys watch it sometimes?
Not at all.
Never.
No. Once in a while you watch it.
Haven't ever seen it.
Occasionally you tune in.
Not a second.
Ralph began by mocking the show and then saw it and has fallen in love.
No, I haven't. First of all, no, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Well, no, I haven't.
Which one is it then? It's the other one.
It's the other one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference.
And I haven't fallen in love with it. I caught an episode and said it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. It held my attention. But The Singing Bee, that's just awful.
That's bad.
Now, which one is Joey Fat One and which one is Wayne Brady?
Joey Fat One is The Singing Bee.
I think that's
the one that I'm talking about.
Right.
And in the beginning of it, it starts off horrible because he runs around singing in the audience, and then he thrusts the microphone into the face of someone sitting in the audience, and they sing along. It's like, all right, you're on. Get on up there. And he sends them up to the stage.
That's how they find the contestants?
Well, that's how they tell you they find the contestants. But TV Guide magazine is really revealing the fact that people have been asking why the contestants don't look more surprised when Joey plucks them from the audience. Turns out they're not randomly picked at all.
So he goes out to the audience, sticks the microphone in front of the contestants' faces.
In front of the six pre-screen contestants.
Huh.
And has them sing along and then acts as if, poorly, that he's plucking them from the audience and they're getting their chance to be on the game show.
Bogus!
So not only they're bad, but they're liars.
Yeah.
Who lie with Linus.
Liars do that.
Yes. And first it was Speed Racer coming to the big screen. Now Warner Brothers has just announced they're updating another classic animated TV show. Do you remember The Adventures of Johnny Quest?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the name?
Johnny Quest.
I don't think I ever saw it. What was it?
Johnny. Johnny was like an adventurer. His dad was Dr. Benton Quest, the scientist. They'd travel around the world.
Was it? But it was sci-fi, right? It wasn't the world. It was the universe, right?
No, it was the world.
It was the world.
Yeah, they were adventurers around the world.
Okay.
And he had an Indian pal named Haji.
Okay.
Who knew, like, special Indian stuff.
Bean, how did Haji sound on that show?
Johnny Quest, let's go someplace new.
That's exactly what he sounded like. And, of course, he was also had the companion Race Bannon, who was his bodyguard, who worked for the government.
Okay.
And Bandit, their dog Bandit.
Do you think this story warrants this kind of in-depth reporting on the characters?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because who's going to play Bandit? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
I mean, probably a dog, but
sure,
anything's possible.
But which dog?
Exactly.
Maybe Underdog.
Maybe. Maybe indeed. Today's celebrity birthday is Dustin Hoffman. You know him.
Sure.
Sure.
He's 70 years old today.
Hmm.
Rain Man's 70.
70?
How about that? He looks pretty good for 70.
He does. He's
looked young, though. He was playing a college graduate, a 21-year-old, at 30 in The Graduate. He was 30 years old when he did The Graduate.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Movie. Yeah, so he's always been young-looking. Larry Wilcox from Chips. Remember John? Poncho's partner, John?
Sure.
He's 60 years old today. Edge, the guitarist for U2, is 46 years old today. And Scott Stapp from Creed.
Yes.
Turns 34 years old today. You can only hope he goes out and gets a load and makes an ass of himself. Because that's when he's at his most entertaining.
Yes, it is.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's like a comedy from heaven being handed down when we got that phone call near the end of the show yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was watching Hour of Power, and they got this minister laying across the table with no arms and no legs, preaching.
Do they fart? No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, but they don't.
Is his name Neil?
He's on a desk, and there's a chair behind him with a Bible next to him, and he's laying across the table.
No, that's not true.
This is too good to be true. That's the best story ever.
Check it out. Hour of Power on Sunday.
Please tell me this is true and you're not yanking our chain. Oh, so happy.
So what I love is that the guy who saw it with his own eyes on television calls us up to tell us about it. And our only response is, nope.
Didn't happen. It's too good to be true. There's no possible way that there's actually that going on. And yet, then we got, I don't know, 500 emails from people saying, here's the link. Here's your dude.
Unbelievable.
He was actually a guest minister at the Crystal Cathedral. And I'm sure the first thing you thought is the first thing I thought, which is, how do you love God when you wake up in the morning and go, well, I got no arms and no legs, but boy, is Jesus good. I mean, or maybe that's what you need to keep going. I mean, maybe that's what you've got to do. That's the attitude you have to have to not be so furious at your life. But did you watch any of the video, Kevin? Did you go to the Hour of Power?
He's got a flipper.
He's got a little flipper that he types with. Yeah. I mean, he types 43 words a minute with his little like two toes that he has.
No kidding.
It's not even a full foot. It's just like a little appendage with a couple of toes.
Oh my god.
And he uses it for his computer mouse. But they show the dude like getting up and shaving, like putting the shaver on a table or something like that, and just running his face over it. I mean, they show him going out and swimming. The guy can swim. No. He's got no arms and no legs. Well, he can swim.
How can he swim?
I don't know how he does it.
Is his name Bob?
But they show it in the video. We do have, what do we have at KRock.com? We have a link to the guy, right?
Yes, I think if it's not there now, it will be there very soon.
Okay.
Okay, we got a link to the guy, and I brought in just a minute of the beginning of his sermon, so you can hear this guy. And this is what he does. He goes around the world. He's spoken in front of millions of people on every continent where he talks about God. And he seems like the most positive, well-adjusted little guy in the world.
My name is Nick Vujicic, and as you can see, I have no arms and no legs. And we know that God is a great God. We know that God is love.
God shortchanged you, though, Nick. He may be a great God, but not so much for you.
But the question that I had in my life, now 24, understanding the love of God in my life, when I was a child, I didn't understand his love for me. For if God loves me, then why does he let me go through pain?
Right.
Why doesn't he not change our circumstance? And we all have a cross to bear. We all have something to carry.
You have nothing to carry, Nick. You can't carry anything. You are playing third base when the rest of the kids want to play baseball out in the street.
We all have a circumstance.
Yeah.
But I want to share with you how we can have victory in Christ's grace and perfection for you and I today.
I'd like to hear that.
Before I get into my story, I want to open up with a couple funny things that have happened in my life. Obviously, having no arms and no legs, a lot of people look at me and maybe stare at me, and especially kids, it's really funny.
He's showing us the lighter side of being born with no arms and no legs, by the way. That's the mission here.
There was, this one little boy who saw me one day, and he goes, "What happened?" And I went up to him and I go, "Cigarettes." And,
wow. He's got a comedy
routine. We love freaking people out. In our trip in Indonesia, my camera crew put me up in the overhead compartment of an airplane. We closed the door and waited for somebody to put the bag up there. This guy came and I go, "Boo!" You know, freaked him out.
He's got a chunk. I hesitate to say a stand-up chunk because he can't really stand up.
No. But
I'm just saying, the video is up at KRock.gab. There's a link if you want to see this little guy with no arms and no legs. But the caller was correct. It did exist, and he was at the Crystal Cathedral.
He's a preacher with no arms and no legs, and he's using a sound system. Is his name Mike?
Oh.
Sorry, that's the best I can.
You know, we're actually very, very lucky that Mayor Villaraigosa agrees to talk with us because he's not doing interviews these days. He's way, way, way cut back on his personal appearances, too, since the scandal of the affair broke out.
Well, yeah, I imagine he doesn't want to be asked about it every single day, question. But Telemundo has done an investigation. His girlfriend has been suspended, I think, for a couple of weeks or fired. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. Two months without pay.
All right. So we thought we would go to the mayor, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, and find out what's going on. Good morning, Mayor.
Yay! How you doing, man?
I'm sorry, we're actually looking for Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Who's this, please?
Oh, I'm actually looking for some donkey suckers.
Wait a minute.
Who are you thinking of the mayor?
We've talked to you before, but I've seen you on press conferences and whatnot, and you sound very, very, English. No?
It's been a long night.
Oh, you've been up all night?
Okay. Calm down. Calm down. Mr. Mayor, calm down. can we ask you a couple questions about Murfalo? Do you mind if we bring up that topic here this morning? Because you've been kind of tight-lipped about your girlfriend so far.
Tight-lipped, you say? That's something she'd never been.
Oh, jeez.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's like a big gaping hole. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mr.
It's
Mayor.
Like throwing a hot dog in the ocean, man. Okay. It's like feeding a tic-tac to a f***ing whale.
Mr. Mayor, hold on a second here. You haven't discussed this much, but your girlfriend, Mirthala Salinas, the one who works for Telemundo, she has now been suspended. I guess they did an investigation. They realized, it was true what people had alleged, that she was reading stories about you during the newscast when she was, in fact, involved in an affair with you. Do you think it was reasonable for her to be suspended?
No, it's the the stupidity, man. You know what I say? If she wants to get a piece of this, you can't blame her, man. You can't blame her. You know what I say?
No, but here's my question for you, Mr.
I got
man.
Money. I got power.
Right.
I got yayo.
Right.
I got everything a woman can want. You ever? I look like a Enrique Iglesias with a much bigger
All right, listen. Mr. Mayor, we have to watch our language, if you don't mind.
Oh, you have to watch my slap your chin.
I hesitate to ask this question because it is a little insulting.
Hold on. Shut up. Time for breakfast. Oh, it burns, man.
that's breakfast?
Yeah. That's a new one for me, man.
I hesitate to ask this question, but if you're the mayor and you got the money, you got the power, can't you get a hotter chick?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
You got a lot of nerve,
I'm just saying, if you have your choice.
You got a lot of nerve.
My name is Bean.
Listen to me. You know, maybe in the media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's better-looking women I could have got.
Right.
Right.
But this bitch the chrome of a trailer hitch, I tell you, man.
All right. Wow.
Ropey
wow.
Jets of flying out of my left and right.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dear God. I think the conventional wisdom is you should have gone with Univision instead of Telemundo.
I think the conventional wisdom is you should my mayor. Okay.
All right.
What's the relationship like with your poor wife, Karina, and your little children? What's going on with that?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, you
I didn't get an answer at all.
Yeah, said, good point. Good point.
What's going on with the wife and kids?
It usually works in most interviews.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. That let her do what she wants to do. I got so many families around the world.
You do?
You know what I'm saying? The last thing I need is another one bogging me down. All I want to do is do my job as the mayor, okay? Pelican fly.
By the way, who are you shooting at?
Nah, I don't know. The pelicans in my front yard.
I see. All right.
Fly, okay, but pelican,
right. But you say you just want to take care of the people's business. Isn't this a great distraction to you being able to accomplish your job? All
no,
this nonsense
man,
with
no,
the affair?
Yo, look, listen, I'm focused, okay? You know what I'm saying? I came here with nothing, okay? I was a refugee, and I came here, and I was living on the streets. You know what I'm saying? I had to fight for what I got.
I don't think any of that is true.
I amassed my fortune, and now I'm the mayor. No, everybody else answered to me.
Yeah. That's not your story at all, Mr. Mayor.
Hello?
What happened?
What happened? Hello?
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. Who is that, by the way? Who's that?
You don't need to know.
Who's that?
Her name is Lisa May.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like those broadcasting bots. You know that?
She could give the Telemundo chick a run for her money.
I bet you can.
You know what I'm saying?
You like to taste the mayor
No.
Come on.
Really, no. Thank you.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, you're going to have some Superbad premiere tickets for us today, too?
I will in the next hour. So
can't wait.
Stick around. The next hour, we'll be giving away tickets to the red carpet world premiere of the new comedy Superbad, starring Michael Cera and Jonah Hill, which is just hilarious. I had a chance to see it a couple weeks ago. Man, is it funny. You will laugh your ass off.
Fantastic.
Everything you see in the promotions and the trailers and the commercials, not even the funniest parts of the movie.
Really, that's so refreshing.
You can rarely say about a comedy.
Usually you've seen it all by the time you get to the movie.
Let's take a look at some of the Hollywood news, shall we? Boy, Charlie Sheen's sperm's in demand.
What? Why?
Here's the thing. He's in the middle of a nasty divorce with his ex, Denise Richards. They are battling it out over the arrangements for their two kids and who's going to see him when and who takes care of them and blah, blah, blah. However, in the midst of all this, Charlie says that Denise has asked him to father yet another child.
In the middle of the fight?
To give them, to give the two kids they already have another sibling.
Listen, I hate you and all, but can you father one more child for
me?
We
make pretty kids.
Now, don't get me wrong. Denise doesn't want to jump back in the sack with Charlie, but she has requested a donation.
Sweet!
Easy, Mike. To get the ball rolling on her own. Entertainment Tonight recently asked Charlie about this rumor, and he confirmed it.
Really?
Saying that she approached him and asked him to make a sperm donation so that she could have another baby to add to the two they already had. He responded by saying, I'm good enough to provide DNA, but not to hire my own child care provider. Apparently they're having a battle over nannies and who gets to hire one and that kind of stuff. He says there was a request for a donation. Without getting into it here, there's a specific document relating to this that I'm going to reserve for court. Asked if he had ever obliged Denise, he responded, I would sooner, in exactly what I'm wearing, walk on the surface of the moon. Does that answer it? I think it does, Charlie. I think we understand.
That is one of the strangest Hollywood stories you have ever reported, Ralph.
That is weird.
Please give me some of your sperm.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of babies, Gwen Stefani has a 15-month-old with her husband Gavin Rossdale. His name's Kingston. And she admits to the London Observer newspaper that she still likes to breastfeed little Kingston at 15 months old.
Boobs.
And doesn't plan to quit.
Yes, some women have the opinion that until the child rejects their breast, they're just going to keep doing it.
Who would reject Gwen Stefani's breasts?
I don't know.
No kid in his right mind.
Certainly not me.
I want to squeeze them.
Well, she's passing it around. Bring it on over here, Gwen.
I like boobs. Big boobs.
Use a little squirt for my coffee, you know what I'm saying?
Boobs.
She said she's going to continue doing it because it's a labor of love. However, Kingston has bitten her already a few times.
Ouch.
She added,
nice melons.
That can't be good for anybody.
No. Au natural, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
No.
The MTV Video Music Award nominations have been announced. Justin Timberlake and Beyonce. Justin Timberlake and Beyonce both lead the pack with 7 nominations for this year's awards. Both up for Video of the Year, with Beyoncé's Irreplaceable going up against Justin's What Comes Around Goes Around, featuring Scarlett Johansson. The rest of that category includes Amy Winehouse's Rehab, Kanye West's Stronger, Rihanna's Umbrella, she did that with Jay-Z, and Justice's D-A-N-C-E. Dance.
Sure.
Dance down.
Conway West. Kanye West picked up 5 nominations in all, as did Rihanna. VMAs will be handed out live from the Palms Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas this year. Only 8 categories will actually be awarded on the broadcast. Only 8 awards will be given out in the 2-hour broadcast. The rest of the time will be taken up with live performances by Kanye, Rihanna, Amy Winehouse, Foo Fighters, Fall Out Boy, and Chris Brown. So you got that to look forward to.
Got Foo Fighters in there at least.
Yeah.
No R. Kelly this year on the broadcast doing Trapped in the Closet?
Doesn't seem to be, no.
Look, I know we're fans and all, but do you guys remember how bad that was on the MTV Awards when he was doing all the parts and looked
phenomenal? I think that's where we first found out about
but
it,
But we
right?
didn't know what it was.
We thought it was some sort of sketch he was doing or
something.
Yeah,
we came home, we were like, what the hell was that about?
Yeah, that's when we discovered the magic.
Who knew it was the best thing ever?
Bean, start saving your money.
What do you got for me?
You're going to have to shell out some bucks to go see Miley Cyrus in concert.
Yeah. I'm not a Hannah Montana fan.
What?
I'm not really into
how
Hannah
can you,
at all.
How can you watch High School Musical 1 and 2 and yet not tune in for Hannah Montana?
Hannah's a little old for his taste.
Really?
Maybe that's a little too sophisticated?
Like
a little younger.
It's like Sopranos to be, and it's just like it's too high-brow,
exactly.
Too high-minded, too well-written. It's not quite dumb enough.
Arrested Development.
Apparently, Miley is going out on tour. And here's the thing. The first half of her tour, she will do the concert as herself. And then the other half, she's going to do it as Hannah Montana. See?
Yeah.
Because the premise of the show is she lives a double life.
Yeah. Right.
Where she's a pop star and a regular gal.
Well, she had the number one album in America last week, a double album where one disc is Miley, one disc is Hannah.
And
so
how
apparently
was
the
it?
Marketing is working.
How was it?
Don't know.
No.
You don't know.
Don't
trip
know.
Him up.
Not,
liar.
Not a Hannah fan.
You know, Weezer leader Rivers Cuomo is nuts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Certifiably.
Would you be interested in reading his journals?
Yes.
Yes.
That would be a fascinating
yes.
read, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Apparently, Rivers is currently looking for a literary agent to land a deal for a book, which will be basically printed versions of his journals.
Fantastic.
Rivers has kept journals while Weezer was on tour in the studio and when he was a student at Harvard. So there's a lot of material there. He's looking for someone to edit it down and publish it as a book.
Hmm. He's a bright guy.
Yeah, but he's crazy.
He is. Remember a couple years ago he rented a little apartment off Sepulveda and would not leave it for like a year? He just would not leave the apartment for anything? It was just like so bizarre.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's no answer to a lot of that question. He's just one of those people that does things and everybody goes, what?
But you do get the impression that every Weezer album is likely to be the last one ever.
Oh, sure.
And that he'll just go underground and you'll never hear from him again. So it's always good news if there's even talk of another one.
And if you haven't done it already, Google search Rivers High School yearbook picture. I can't even describe it. Just do it. It's worth it. You won't believe your eyes.
All right. I recommend the same thing for My Chemical Romance, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You haven't lived until you've seen Fat Gerard.
Yeah, he's something else. Yeah. He looks like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, he does. He's a mess. He's a mess.
He's cleaned up some, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's lost some weight. I don't know about cleaning up, but he's lost some weight. Gerard, about 4 bills, I think, in high school. And rumors are floating about the tabloids, Us Weekly magazine specifically, that Madonna's adoption of that African kid, the Malawian kid, David,
right,
yeah. mm-hmm.
may be crumbling right before her very eyes.
How come?
I don't know.
Okay.
Apparently things aren't going well with the procedure, the paperwork over there in Malawi. However, Liz Rosenberg, who is the longtime press rep for Madonna, is denying any allegations that she may lose her adopted son. She said everything is okay and there's no risk of David being returned to his village.
Yeah. Kurt is fine. He feels really good today.
Yeah, right.
That's what we were told by his publicist when Kurt Cobain died.
So,
take that with a grain of salt.
Loses her kid or not. Yeah, you can't really trust the publicist so much. That's what we found out. Today's celebrity birthdays, Scott Stapp, singer for Creed. He's 34 years old today.
Partay.
At least he's got a handle on his anger and his alcohol.
That is good.
The Edge, guitarist for U2, turns 46 years old today. Donnie Most, who played Ralph Mouth on Happy Days.
Yeah.
He's 54. When are we going to see Donnie Most as 54 and single on VH1? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not, but that's what we need. We need more Happy Days guys with reality TV shows.
Sure.
Larry Cox, who played John, the partner to Ponch on Chips back in the day, he's 60 years old today. And Dustin Hoffman, legendary Oscar-winning actor, is 70. You've seen Tootsie, the movie Tootsie?
Yes.
I caught that again recently on the cable.
I haven't seen it recently.
Boy, is that good.
It is.
That's where really he plays a woman?
Yeah, he plays an actor who is such an annoying a-hole that no one will hire him anymore. So he auditions as a woman for a part as a woman and gets it. And then he's got to live his life as a woman. And it's very, very entertaining. You should check it out if you have a chance. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pitbull of comedy, Bobby Slayton, joining us in the studios, the world-famous K-Rock, now appearing exclusively, I guess, at the Hooters Las Vegas. Is that for real?
Oh,
yes. Is that your only stand-up gig now, Bobby?
Yeah, well, the last time I saw you guys was in March, and I was just getting the gig. As a matter of fact, a lot of your listeners have actually said to me, we hear you all the time on Kevin and Bean. You know, people come around the country from Vegas, but there's a lot of people
from Southern California. Yeah.
And I've been doing it. That's the last time I saw you guys, right when I got the gig. So Monday and Tuesday.
I thought you'd have been fired by now. I can't believe you're still there and still working.
Well, I feel the same way about you guys. That's why I have this mutual admiration society. It's amazing to anybody that you're doing so well.
So Monday and Tuesday, you're going to give us your schedule.
No, basically, so I'm there like Wednesday through Sunday. As a matter of fact, you know, it might be kind of silly, but when I used to play the improv here, we'd give tickets away. I don't know if it's worth giving tickets away.
People go to Vegas all the time.
A lot of people in Southern California. Well, it's up to you if you want to give away some for this weekend.
Sure.
It's been an amazing gig. You know, everybody from Jay Leno to Robin Williams, Penn and Teller, Carrot Top, George Wallace. I must have 25 comedians who they open up my show telling people why they shouldn't come to my show, how much
Excellent.
I suck.
Good.
I mean, Howie Mandel, Ray Romano. It's really pretty funny. And then every week I'm using a rotating bunch of comics to open up for me. And if you notice, I'm more relaxed now. I only see my wife twice a week, which is Monday and Tuesday.
Are you like newlyweds?
No, it's like I come home and she's working, and then Wednesday afternoon she takes me to the airport. This couldn't work out better.
You know how Bobby always, when he comes into the studio, he is just a ball of energy and nerves and just craziness. He's got writing down notes and he's spitting everywhere. Now he just walks in, he's like Zen master.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I should have got married there. You know what it is, too? It's like basically I sit by the pool all day. If you don't gamble and you don't go to strip clubs and you don't play golf, there's not a lot to do in Vegas. And I've tried them all. And I'll tell you, the strip club thing. Every comic after the show will come over to, you know, whoever's, you know, down the street. It's kind of like we're like circus folk. It's like a freak show. We're ostracized from the rest of the community.
Sure.
Nobody wants to hang out.
So you
with
hang
us.
Together.
Well, the jugglers hate you. The hypnotists hate you. We hate the impressionists. So it's like just we are like the last car on the traveling caravan. But so after the show, occasionally a comic will come up and say, "You want to go to a strip club?" And you know, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys are big strip club fans.
Never.
But here's
Okay.
Here's what I get from this. Okay, you're gonna get a woman who gives you a lap dance, a table dance. She basically teases you. She talks to you. You have to buy her drinks, and she wants to sleep with you. Now, I get that at home from my wife. I'm not going to pay outside sources, you know, to sit and annoy me and talk to me and not sleep with me.
So it's just point.
Makes sense. Let me ask you this, Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy. And again, we're talking about Hooters Las Vegas, 866-LV-HOOTS. Great phone number, by the way. Let me ask you this. We've known you for years now, and every time we see you, we figure, well, certainly by the next time he comes in, he'll be divorced. Clearly, that marriage is on the rocks and is just hanging together by a thread. How is it surviving with you being gone literally more than half the week? week. It just seems like you're straining it to the point of no return.
Well, here's what's interesting. When I was playing all the comedy clubs, and even if you do movies like Dreamgirls, and you do these HBO shows, you think people are going to come see you. And this pays three times what the comedy club pays. So we have a lot of financial stress off. And people don't say that money helps keep a marriage together. It definitely does. Because every time my wife goes, you're leaving tomorrow, I'm going to have the gardener put in some new plants. Oh, you're leaving tomorrow, I'm going to miss you. But, you know, the front wall, we need to restucco it. You know, you leave it tomorrow, I really need to make my closet bigger.
Right.
So and we're not getting carried away here because I was really stuck with the IRS in a big hole. Not like a Willie, you know, a Willie Nelson hole, but bad. So, but now that I'm gone, the wife knows that she can go get a car washed, shop at Gelson's, you know, go out for dinner.
Go get a new car.
Well, not quite. We're not quite to the Howie Mandel stage of life yet. We're making that kind of stuff. But here's what's great about Vegas. I don't do very much, but what's really cool is that, you know, I'm by myself a lot. So I go to restaurants where, you know, so I'm from New York. So yeah, every day I go to the stage at the Carnegie Deli or Rayo's, my favorite New York restaurant.
Right.
If I miss L.A., I go to Valentino's or Spargo.
Right.
You know, if I miss Compton, I go to KFC or McDonald's. So everything is there that you possibly need in every other city.
Now, so you spend a lot of time by yourself. Are you the type of person who likes that? Because Bean is. Bean would love.
Sure.
I'm not sure I'm like him where he's like the only guy in Survivor. Like where he's just, I know that he really
he's
likes.
He's on the island by himself.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I really like being by myself. And I do stuff that I never. I went to a Walmart the other day. That's how bored I got.
Wow.
I've never been to a Walmart.
And you know, I love going to Walmart. Are you kidding me? That's
the best. This surprised me because you're the same guy that I used to take your wife to Denny's and the sizzle for Valentine's Day. Yeah. We've got through this before.
For the big ones, yeah.
But you know, it's really cool. You know, he's got a cool house. Speaking of being by himself, is you know Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller.
Yeah,
he's the fortress.
Well, he's got this fortress that he actually has a wife and kid now, so it's kind of ruined. But he's got this fortress, which is like out in the middle of the desert, out in the middle of nowhere. So I went over there the other day, and Penn, to show you how well he's doing, has a White House keeper and an Asian gardener. I mean, to make that kind of that to me is Howard Hughes, Steve Jobs.
That's a whole different level.
That's Bill Gates money.
Yeah.
When you get a Japanese gardener, you see that in Beverly Hills. I have never seen one of those. And the day that I can have a woman opens the door, she's being English. I thought it was his wife. It was his housekeeper. She's like German,
dude,
Swedish.
That's high rent. Did he show you the sex chamber? Did he show you that with the swing and everything?
Well, I've been there before. It's a very bizarre house that he has, and it's really kind of cool. He designed it before he got married. So once his wife moved in, I don't think that his wife, I don't know her that well, that any woman would let you build a house like this. But
right.
It is a very bizarre. I don't know if she's ever been on like one of those lifestyles and one of those shows where you're actually going to see Penn Jillette's house, but it's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool.
It's impossibly ugly. I mean, it really does look like a prison.
Yes,
I mean, that's
cool.
What it looks like with the high walls and everything. It looks like a prison from the outside.
When are you guys coming to Vegas? I mean, you broadcast from Vegas before, haven't you?
Well, we have. We've broadcast a lot from Vegas. We're actually planning on coming there for the MTV Awards, which are, what, the beginning of next month.
Are you? So you'll have a lot of celebrities on, so you probably won't. Oh, you know what really pissed me off? That okay, so the woman from Miami Ink, who's just
yes.
on. Okay. Because I got a lot of tattoos.
Kat
I got,
Bundy.
A lot of ink myself, and I'm very proud of my ink. But they came to Vegas a couple of months ago, right when I got there, and they were looking for celebrities to tattoo.
Right.
And my agent goes, look, I don't know if you want any more tattoos. And my wife goes, you don't need any more tattoos. And I'm going, honey, it'd be great to have a tattoo because this way I can help plug my show.
Right.
So they made me fill out all this paperwork, how they're not liable and what kind of tattoo I want. And I mean, it's all this technical stuff. So pages and pages and pages of stuff I had to fill out. Then it turns out they didn't need me. Because they got other people. So I'm thinking, hey, who do they got? They got Jerry Seinfeld, Wayne Newton. They got some midget from Cirque du Soleil that rides a bicycle that doesn't even speak English. You know, I'm losing out. I can't even get a tattoo on a damn TV show because of this.
Wow, you know? That hurts. That is painful.
I'll tell you the one thing that did was kind of funny. Is my wife has come. She comes out to Vegas maybe once a month. Once every 6 weeks. And it's not easy. I don't stay at Hooters. I got an apartment. But every time we walk through Hooters, she, you know, I mean, it's a minefield of, you know.
Of course,
attractive women. Sure.
I mean, it's hard not to look at all this. And,
sure.
And so we go back to the room. My wife's taking a shower. She's out of the shower and says to me, I'm getting new breasts. I said, where did that come from? She said, I want new breasts. I don't want you to pay for them. Now, I've never been a big breast guy, but she sees how I think she's kind of jealous of all the breasts walking around Hooters. And I go, well, it doesn't do me any good because the new breasts are still connected to the old woman. See, if I have a new woman with old breasts, I can work with that.
You're such a romantic.
You need to
You're
work
a
with
hopeless
me
romantic.
And meet me halfway. It's all about working. You know?
Hey, Bobby Slayton, let me ask you this. Bobby Slayton playing at the Hooters Las Vegas, by the way. What do you, Wednesday through Sunday? Is that what you said?
Yes, Wednesday. There's two shows a night, except for Sunday we do one show. And it's just, you know, you go to Hooters, and it's not like this high-rent casino, but they built a beautiful little showroom for me. It's really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, sounds good. What's the talk on the strip about all the casino shootings lately, by the way? There have been two in the last month with people who've just opened fire in casinos. What's going on with that?
You know what? That's not really a lot of shootings. I mean, that's like...
You don't hear about that very much, really.
Yeah, two is more than, you know, we've had on this street in the last month.
Well, what's really cool is one happened over New York, one happened at Caesars, and all I can think is if people will just stay away from those casinos and come to Hooters. You know, people did not involved in
never
this.
Has happened
yeah,
at Hooters.
It's never happened at Hooters. Nobody's got shot, and you know what? And on top of nobody getting shot, there are no kids, and there's no jugglers, and there's no tigers, and there's no kids, there's no hypnotists, there's no water slides, there's no kids, there's no fat people at the buffet, and there's no kids.
You know, I would bet there's fat people at the buffet, though.
Yeah, there's no buffet at Hooters. And you know what? That's what's great about Vegas is that, you know, I stay up late and I drink and I get up early in the morning and I don't do a lot, but every time I'm too lazy to go to the gym, all I do is I walk down the strip, and no matter, the elephant man can feel good about himself. The kind of people that walk down there, the fat, ugly, stupid people. You know what I see a lot in Vegas? And this I don't get at all. The Muslims. I mean, the women with the burqas. And I know right. they're not there for the shopping, because the forum shops, I don't think have a lot of burqas, and I don't think the outlet malls sell a lot of burqas, but they're wearing these outfits, and... You know, with all due respect to these people, if that's the way you want to dress and that's the way you want to look. But I don't see what the appeal of Vegas is.
You know they don't gamble.
They're not drinking. Right. They're not going to strip clubs.
Yeah.
And they're not shopping. And what they're doing on that strip, and I'm, you know.
That's really puzzling.
That's a good question.
I have a lot of questions. Yeah.
You need to stop them and ask them next time.
I should do
that. While you're taking your walk.
As part of your act on stage at Hooters each night, do you talk about the fat, stupid tourists who come to Las Vegas? Because I can't imagine that goes over big.
I actually do, because you know what? We're getting a lot of locals. Here's what's great about Hooters. We're off the strip, so all these people that are coming to the show, they're really trying to get the locals in there. They're trying to get the people from Southern California, which is why I love doing your show so much. They're basically, because the people that are going to see Cirque du Soleil and go to see the Chinese midgets on the bicycles with the Beatles songs aren't coming to Hooters so fast. And what's really cool is they let me get away with stuff I couldn't do at the Mirage. You know, Leno said to me, you know, he made my tape for me. I told you all these comedians did it. And he said, I think in 6 months your show is going to be really big because nobody's doing that. I hate to use the term politically incorrect, but that's what Jay said. The down and dirty stuff. And he thinks it's going to be tremendous. Meanwhile, he's at the Mirage and I'm at Hooters. But it's okay. I'm having a great time. And it's just, you know. And Carrot Top, he came to the show. Okay, have you seen what? Speaking of Barry Bonds and steroids, have you seen what Carrot Top looks like?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah. He's insane.
Yes.
Insane.
Did he explode big?
He's got bigger muscles than Barry Bonds. He looks like
he does.
He's got.
Carrot Top, we're talking about, the comedian with the shocking, completely weird hair.
He used to be a really skinny little guy, and now he's got these giant. I don't know if it's on his website, but they should call him Carrot Juiced. He's like the biggest carrot. I've never seen anything like this guy in my life. But then again, you know, he's if you had to be Carrot Top, you know. It's got
to
be.
You would probably have to fight people off all day long.
That's not his real name, by the way.
Really?
Really?
I thought it was. Wow. What is it?
Inside Dirt. How about that?
Bobby Slayton is here. Hooters Las Vegas is where he is. We're going to take a quick break and come. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Go ahead and not let that one in, Mike. That's good.
Apologize.
That's good work right there.
Mike had decided that was enough of the Green Day song, I guess, is what happened there. Bobby Slayton is the name. He is the pitbull of comedy. He is no longer playing at the Improv in Irvine, I guess, till further notice, because now you can see him five nights a week. Is it five? Is it four?
Yeah, it's Wednesday through Sunday at Hooters Casino. You know, it's right off the strip. It's not in the best location. It's next to the Tropicana, which is kind of a dump that they're kind of fix it up. It's between that and a Motel 6, which is a bunch of pimps and Coco's restaurant. So it's not the kind of place where you want to work. I mean, you know, if you're in New York, you walk across to the MGM Grand. If you have the MGM Grand, you walk across to Monte Carlo. There's things going on. So we're kind of out of the way. It has got to be a destination. But what's really great about it, I mean, it's just
easy
to
park there.
And by the way, if anybody who listens to Kevin and Bean comes to my show and says, I heard you on the Kevin and Bean show, I'll give you a CD just because I love doing this show so much.
Nice. Give them some of your porn. That's what you need to give away.
Oh, my God.
Apparently that's coming back to haunt you.
So here's the thing. Okay,
bring the box to work, for God's sake.
What?
I got an apartment about a block from Hooters, and you know I walk to work every night. Now, you know, all these comics have these places away from the strip, and I like to drink after the show, so it gets easy. So my wife comes out every 4 or 5 weeks, and it's a nice little one-bedroom apartment. So I know she's coming out last week, so I don't have a big porno collection. I'm not really obsessed by it. I've never seen it on the internet, but I have two or three little pornos.
Wait a minute.
I've never seen porn on the internet.
Not everybody is like you.
Wait a minute.
Because I have my pornos. And
hold on. Yeah. You've never watched porn on the internet.
You know why? Because
I am calling BS on you.
Tell you why. Because the computer I have in my house, it's shared with my wife and my daughter. And I already got the ads for Viagra and big penis problems. And you know, even though I don't have these, for some reason they've tapped into every guy over 21. So I just don't go into porno.
That's bullshit.
That's right, youngster.
Well, I'm telling you, I watch it. Right. Okay. So I have two or three pornos, and I have a lot of friends who work for the porno companies, you know, Vivid and whatever. So they'll send me stuff. After I watch it, I'll pass it on to friends, my brother. So I never have more than two or three pornos ever. Wife's coming out last week. So I take
Taking used porn from Bobby Slayton, by the way? Who are these friends that go, yeah, Bobby, if you're done with it, I'll take it?
Well, it's not like sloppy seconds.
It's radioactive at that point once you've had your way with it, Bobby.
What are you doing with your porn, Bean?
Well, I'm just saying. I just know Bobby. That's all. I'd just be concerned.
Oh, no, I don't, because I don't feel that way when I watch regular movies. So anyway, so I have two or three, and I keep them in my closet. The wife's coming into town. So I do my show the other night. She doesn't come to the show. And afterwards, she says to me, oh, I was just stumbling around, and I happened to just find these. Now, they're sitting in a drawer underneath socks or T-shirts. She was obviously looking for something. But here's the best part. She puts on one of the pornos, and I think it's called, like, Backdoor Babes 3. And my wife goes, or whatever it's called, Intruders. You know, one of these names.
Anal Intruders.
Anal Intruders 3. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Was it?
Or Anal Invaders. It's one or the other. I get it mixed up. So it's number 3. My wife says to me, you know, put this on. It's not only gross, it's really stupid. I said, well, first of all, you have to see the first two Anal Intruders, because it's like Star Wars or The X-Files. You can't come in mid-season and understand what's going on.
Sure, yeah.
You just can't jump into number 3 and think you know all the characters. So she ruined that for us, you know. Number 2, I have a big screen TV. It's one of the things I bought in my little apartment. I said, number 2, you don't watch porno on a big screen, because that's something that should be kept on a smaller. That's why I could see it on a computer. On a big screen, all of a sudden, it's not a vibrator and a woman. It's a rocket ship entering a black hole. You know, honey, is that a clit or a battle station? It doesn't really work out where you need to see this in a bigger form. Smaller's better in certain circumstances.
All right, good.
That's what I'm saying.
So she was clearly looking for something. Did you bust her on that?
No, but you know what? Really? I let it go, and then I try to do other stuff with it. Like you said, you're going to go and shoot AK-47s.
Okay, yes, in Vegas. They have signs everywhere. You can go to a shooting range and shoot AK-47s.
It's really cool, but one round.
That's a good place. You want people who are drinking 24/7. Yes. And you want to put an AK-47 in there.
But it's just interesting when you watch, and I think people who have guns know this. I have a gun, but I've never shot an automatic weapon. It's so funny when you watch the movies and you see the Terminator or you see some kind of criminal. You basically go through a clip in 4 seconds, and it costs $50. It's... That's it? That's all I got? I didn't even have time to aim. You know, by the time you shoot the box, you hit the ceiling, and then another $50. It's worse than the slot machines. It costs a fortune.
That doesn't sound as fun as I thought.
But, you know, it's good to do once. I try to do that with my wife, wouldn't do it. Try to get tattoos with the wife, wouldn't. You know, you go to Vegas, there's not a lot to do out there.
Well, there's a ton to do. You just don't like any of it.
But you play golf?
No, well, I mean, I do, but only with people who don't take it seriously.
I tried it one time. I had a golf pro who came to my show.
Yeah, see, that's taking it seriously.
You know, okay, but I just don't want to play with these other comedians, because I don't want to hang out with these guys during the day. It's bad enough if I saw Carrot Top one night. It's enough already. I had my full for a month. But a golf pro took me out to a course, gave me a free lesson, and it was just, people say it's relaxing, but it's even more annoying. I get that road rage. I'm getting the golf cart. I want people to just, can you just go? Shh, you're supposed to talk. And it's the most frustrating.
But horrible. See, those are people who take it seriously. See, my brothers and I go, and they move the flag around and try and make me mess up when I'm hitting.
No, see, that's
how you have to play golf.
That's when you need the AK-47.
Yes.
Just like the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas. That's when you have to take the gun and start shooting in the air and scaring people so they move a little faster.
I like it. That's a good idea. I'll make a note of that when we go.
I'm exhausted every time I talk to you guys. It's exhausting doing this show.
Well, we're going to be out there in about 3 weeks or so for the MTV Video Music Awards, and Lisa suggested maybe we come see the Bobby Slayton show, and I bet you'll give us like $1 off each ticket, right, Bob?
I'll give you guys all the tickets you want, and you should come to see it just for the opening video with Leno and Robin and Penn and Teller. It's really funny.
Great.
Can you just send us a DVD of that?
No.
We don't have to go?
You know what? I almost brought one to show you, and then I thought they'll never come to my show.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
And you guys need to come, because you need to see.
Here's what needs to happen. I need to hook you up with Bean's dad, Chief, who lives in Vegas.
Well,
and you and Chief need to party. And then get back to us on what the hell's going on with Bean.
Why can't you guys all come
together?
Do a
little research.
You need to, you know, how long are you going to be in town for when you go to MTV Music Awards? You'll only be there.
Well, it's scheduled now to be there like Wednesday night through Monday night.
And you go to one of those parties and...
Yeah, but
see, that's the other thing.
A lot of those parties.
They got these big parties. I went to one of them the other night. I'm not going to drop names about who I went with, but you know, I'm sitting there in the Palms in this giant suite with the Playboy pool and all these celebrities. It was like for Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas and, you know, Paris Hilton and everybody. So after 20 minutes, I said to Fraser Smith, who used to be a disc jockey here, I go, can we get out of here? And so we just went to a deli to get something to eat. I've never felt like an older Jew. That's when I needed the chief.
That's when you needed the chief to show you the way, my man.
Yeah, and John Lovitz is going, there's food here, there's free drinks. I go, you know, I can only take 20 minutes of this. It's what am I doing?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't.
You're the wrong guy to be in Vegas.
I know.
Or the right guy, maybe. You'll last a long time.
I got to call the chief.
The chief.
The more I talk,
you need to do some research and get back to us on what the hell went on with B when he was a kid.
Yes.
Doesn't remember a thing before he was 15.
You know what?
There's a lot there.
Wow, that might be pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Bring him on stage, the whole thing.
So you'll be on stage tonight then. You're flying to Vegas today,
I'll be on stage tonight. And you know what? The only time I do gamble once in a while, if you're going to go gamble, gamble at Hooters because they got Hooters girls dealing and they're not the brightest. So if you get one of the blondes with the biggest breasts and you distract her for a second, you can usually wind up sticking on 22. I mean, you have to be good.
You have
to make a diversion.
You have to work.
Have a flashy ring. But sometimes you can stick a 22 or 23 and they still pay off.
You've stuck a 23?
Sometimes.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
If she's blonde enough, you can get away with it. All right. Wednesdays through Sundays at the Hooters Casino Hotel on Tropicana Avenue in Las Vegas. Tickets are available now to see Bobby Slayton, 21 and up, of course, 866-LV-HOOTS, BobbySlayton.com. Bobby, we'll see you in Vegas, man.
All right, see you guys.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39.
Now, that one was over. That one we didn't cut off at the end, right?
That's a well-oiled machine we got.
Okay.
We got working here.
So you pay the money, you buy the drinks, you take her home, then you find out she's a dude. What do you do next? There's a hard to believe, but there are varied opinions on the Kevin and Bean Show as to how to proceed after that. So we'll get your stories and take your calls coming up after 8. Also, Ralph has more tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Superbad. That's all coming up in the next few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
First of all, time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number. You can leave us a message on any topic 24 hours a day.
What's up, man? Look at that cutie. Yeah, man, that's my bird call. After high school, man, I got a job at the L.A. Zoo, man. L.A. Zoo.
Okay. All right.
I don't know that guy, but I know guys like that. Yeah. He's had that sound. That's his thing, I imagine, and drives everybody crazy with it since he was a kid, I'm sure. Okay. You know that's true of that guy.
Hey, fellas, you know what? I agree with Lisa. Dazed and Confused sucked. Lisa, baby, you are right. That movie sucked. Big time sucked. By the way, go Barry Bonds.
Yeah, see? Oh, see?
What a burn. That's
who's on your side right there.
There's what that judgment burn. Right there. First of all, he was clearly lying just to get in your good graces.
I know.
We just played the Plain White Tees.
Lisa May. It's what you do to me. And I picture you in my life, a king of Mexico and Psycho Mike's wife. Oh, it's what you do to me. And I would you in your car. I'd let your dog my brown star.
Oh. Okay, enough of that.
Wow, I'm glad he hung up.
He's all in.
To hell. The Bean last week was talking about endlessly something called a dog loo. Claiming that it was a comedy trigger word. We're all crazy for not knowing it. And this girl has got your back, Bean.
So, Bean, not only do dogs own igloos, but I'm driving by the sheep farm. And what do I see? A sheep glue. Yes, there's a sheep coming out of a dog glue, which then makes it a sheep glue. Ha! Sheep glue. Rule. Kevin, you blow.
Dude, I got one-upped by a sheep glue. I didn't even know.
She so burned you. Yesterday, we had a joke show where supposedly people were addicted to lip balm. Mm-hmm. And one of them called the Afro line.
Lip balm! Lip balm! I got to have it, man! I don't put it on my lips. I eat it because I'm addicted to it, man. I got to have it. I got to have it, man. Lip balm! Lip balm! It's better than crack. It's better than weed. It's better than anything I've ever had, man. All you people with freaking lip balm, you guys are full of crap.
Look, I got to give Ralph all the credit in the world for the amount of time and effort he put into trying to perpetrate that hoax on us and the K-Rock listeners.
Sure.
I mean, all those emails that he wrote from people that looked like they were coming from different email accounts. Oh, I'm addicted to lip balm. Oh, it's true. Oh, Ralph is right. I mean, he talked about going all in. He put a lot of time and effort into that.
It's good work.
I don't know to what end. I don't know why. It's still not true. You still can't be addicted to lip balm, but he sure tried to make it sound like he could.
I love the text to landline messages. These mm-hmm. always crack uh-huh. me up. And this one may be too long, but I'm going to start it. And you can just tell me if we have time for it.
I sent you a text-to-landline message. Bangkok.
That's it.
I'm in.
Just that word.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to your What a Do nephew, and the guy was talking about the armless and legless preacher on Hour of Power. It is true, but he left out the not-so-funniest part. All the guy has for an appendage is a little flipper foot. The Bible is sitting there on the table, and every time he wants to make a point, it takes this little flipper foot and smacks it on top of the Bible.
Yeah, that's true. And we have the link up at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page.
Oh, that's weird.
He's got a little flipper. And he shows you how he walks. That guy must have balls of steel. I mean, that's what he's pretty much resting all of his weight on.
Wow.
That.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
But
got no legs.
You can go to krock.com if you want to see that. The link is there, and you can call us anytime, 323-520-AFRO.
Psycho Mike says a penis is not a deal breaker when you're deciding on whether to continue having sex with someone that
surprise.
You just
got home. Surprise. What a surprise.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo! So we'll talk about that coming up after 8. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I have tickets to give away to what I think is the funniest movie of the summer. Had a chance to see Superbad a couple weeks back, and I guarantee you will laugh hard and often throughout this movie. It's written by Seth Rogen, one of our favorites. Of course, he made such a big splash in Knocked Up, but even before that, he was very funny in 40-Year-Old Virgin and Freaks and Geeks, one of my favorite TV shows. It is written by Seth, directed by Greg Mottola. It is a classic coming-of-age comedy about two guys in their senior year of high school who are getting ready to go to separate colleges, and their best friends have been since they were little kids, and how they deal with it and how they choose to spend their final weeks before graduation is a very funny film. Michael Cera and Jonah Hill star in Superbad. I've got 5 pairs of passes right now for the red carpet world premiere, which is going to happen at Grauman's Chinese Theater on Monday, August the 13th. If you don't win, Superbad will be in theaters August the 17th, that Friday, so you can check it out then. But if you'd like to go to the red carpet world premiere, call now, 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers to get through the David King of Mexico and say, liverwurst.
Is that the key word?
Get a pair of tickets. That's the phrase of the page.
Okay, yeah. Phrase the page. Hmm. Liverwurst. Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, how do you rate it compared to that great coming-of-age comedy, Dazed and Confused?
It's very different. This is... Dazed and Confused was sort of like a slice of life from that time period, you know, very sort of realistically depicting that particular group of friends.
Right.
This is big and broad and crazy.
But Lisa
and,
will hate this also, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I already know that.
Because she's bad.
I'm not even
it's good.
Bother.
It's good, and it's quality filmmaking, so she'll hate it.
No,
she'll
hate it. Okay, good. Despise it.
Yeah.
She'd rather be at home watching Brothers and Sisters on her TiVo,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, that's
or whatever
good,
that show's
that's
called.
Good entertainment right it's there.
A good show.
That show doesn't exist.
Just give me some more Meerkat Manor.
Oh, that's a good show, by the way. I like the Meerkat Manor.
I bet you do. A bunch of rats running around the desert. Good times.
They're meerkats, Ralph.
Whatever. They're hardly cats. I've
They're
seen
meerkats.
Cats. They're not cats. They're burly cats. Britney Spears.
Yes?
What the F? What the F? You know, she tried to do this interview and photo shoot with OK Magazine.
Right.
This was the one where they brought her in and she started wiping her chicken grease hands all over her $15,000 dress
that they had loaned her for the shoot.
And let her dog crap on another one that was about 15 grand.
Yep.
And just acted like a total nutcase. Well, Allure magazine was in communications with Ms. Spears as well about doing a photo shoot and interview as a profile for her comeback. Everything was agreed. Britney showed up to do the shoot on time. But when they went to start shooting the pictures, she stripped down to her waist for no apparent reason. And just sat in the chair for hair and makeup, topless.
Oh, my God.
They did the photo shoot. Then they set up 4 different appointments to interview her for the accompanying story to go with that. And she blew them off every time.
So really? Now Britney Spears. What about her?
They've got photos and no story.
Really?
So they said they're just going to run the photos. That's the only choice they have. She refuses to sit down and do the interview that they agreed with. So
we were talking to Harvey yesterday, Harvey Levin, and he was saying that it's just kind of sad because she is, you know, mentally gone.
Yeah.
It's not. He doesn't think it's drugs. It's just he thinks she's crazy.
Yeah.
But how is she this crazy when for so long she wasn't at all crazy or didn't appear to be? I mean, this is out of her mind crazy.
I think she is for the first time she's without handlers.
So everybody's keeping her
marriage up till her marriage with K-Fed, she had managers and her mom, and everyone was sort of just like taking her and guiding her through life. Just,
how did they hide it so well for so long? That's amazing.
You know, you can hide a lot when you got people surrounding you like a fortress. But now that she's out on her own,
cuckoo. Good times.
Also on Us Magazine, you can see the cover story about Britney shooting her video. And after the video, she took some of the extras from the video and invited them back to the Standard Hotel here in Los Angeles for a late-night private pool party, to which she stripped off all her clothes and jumped in the hot tub and started making out with one of these guys, Matt Encinas is his name. He was an extra on the video.
And,
nice work, man.
There's photos of that in Us Weekly magazine. You can check that out as
she
well.
She sure hates her clothes these days.
She sure does.
Let's let her be naked then.
You know who I wish hated their clothes? Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Yes.
E! Has announced that The Simple Life has been canceled. They've found a new reality show and a new reality star to replace that. They're giving Kim Kardashian her own reality show.
And what does she do?
She's nothing. Hot.
That's nothing. What I thought.
She be hot.
That's all.
And she was in a sex video.
And she was in a sex video.
With Ray J. Was it Ray J?
She owns a boutique here in Los Angeles. God.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's exciting.
Nobody could have said that more catty than Mike.
Apparently, it'll just be following her life around. Yeah, that sounds
it's
good.
It's like all of them.
Well, okay. Hope there's a webcam.
There's a boob cam.
Yeah.
Now the E has got That Show and Life starring Kim Stewart and Kelly Osbourne.
What's
but
that?
It looks like that was another reality show they were supposed to do, but it looks like they're going to shelf that project and focus solely on this Kim Kardashian reality show. So.
Good call.
It's a good choice.
There you go. It's amazing who they'll give a TV show to. It's amazing. I know they're cheap to make. And I know it really doesn't require a lot in terms of writing or production. It's just a crew. You just fall around, then you just fix it all in the editing booth afterwards. But still, doesn't there have to be basis for something somehow, somewhere, some way?
She has a boutique.
Does she have a key boutique? Does she sell custom keys?
No, there's only one of those.
Like Song in the Key of Life, whatever that store is that Hasselhoff's new girlfriend has?
Let's all remember Writer's Strike, too, by the way, which may have something to do with some of these decisions.
Oh, interesting. I don't think that affects E at all.
Yeah, maybe not. That's true.
I don't think they have a lot of scripted dramas they're passing on over at E.
That's true. You know, I watched The Soup yesterday from this week. Why is that show still one of the best half hours on television?
Joel just rocks. Just
he's
says.
Great. He's that's a terrific show. That's the one thing that's worth watching E for.
Would you give... Oh, no. Don't forget Chelsea Lately.
I haven't watched
the late-night
Chelsea,
Chelsea Handler show. Have you seen that piece of garbage?
No, I have not.
It looks like cable access.
No.
She brings on a
well,
bunch.
You hate her already, though, right?
Because she's anti-funny. You get less funny spending time with her.
Just
that's how not funny she is. But she just comes on, and she gets a panel of people you've never heard of, and they sit there, and they just gossip and talk about celebrity news. And it's supposed to be funny, like kind of like a Bill Maher sort of format,
right,
where you talk about stuff, only that's funny, and then this is just four people talking.
Bill Maher show is good.
I know, but this is horrendous.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's unbelievable. Then she does her little sketches and stuff.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she does, yeah. Chelsea, Lately.
Yeah.
Would you give your ex-wife some of your sperm?
Yep.
I don't mean in her eye.
Oh, depends where you can put it, I guess.
She gets to choose, I think. Denise Richards is asking for some from Charlie Sheen. They're in the middle of just a knockdown, drag-out divorce right now. Just hate each other by all accounts.
Battling what did she over accuse him of, Ralph?
Oh, everything.
Including child porn, right? Watching, looking at child porn was one of the things that she accused him of in the divorce papers.
Pornography addiction with questionable materials, yeah. I don't know if she ever came
in the
as far
presence
as
of the kid or something. I can't remember. Yeah, there was some kind of weird tie-in like that, yeah.
They're arguing over child custody, over who gets to hire the nannies that watch over the kids. Just a bitter, bitter battle going on right now. But Charlie says in the midst of all that, Denise asked him for some of his sperm so that she could give their two children a sibling. She just wanted a donation.
Huh.
I guess she wanted her third kid to have the same dad, and she didn't want to wait to meet someone new.
Don't each of their children already have a sibling? I mean, what is she really accomplishing at this point?
Yes, good point.
I don't know.
Charlie said, what, I'm good enough to provide DNA, but not to hire my own child care provider? There was a request for a donation. Without getting into it here, Charlie added, there is a specific document relating to this that I'm going to reserve for court. When asked if he would ever oblige, he responded, I would sooner, in exactly what I'm wearing, walk on the surface of the moon.
Wait a minute. He couldn't do that.
That would kill him,
yes,
Kevin.
Yes, it would.
I think that's the point he's trying to make.
Listen, man, speaking of DNA.
We got it. Speaking of moons, I'd like to fill your crater, Lisa May. Ooh, I'd like to put my moon lander on your planet.
He was just about to die.
I'd like to travel to Uranus.
Of anticipation over here during that whole story.
Gene Simmons.
We covered it all.
Today's celebrity birthday, Scott Stapp, lead singer for Creed. Why does God hate Creed?
Because they suck.
That's right. I knew there was a reason. I just couldn't remember it. He's 34 years old today. The Edge, guitarist for U2, a band that God does not hate.
That's correct.
Because Bono's a saint.
Overrated.
Oh, stop it. Overrated.
I didn't say. I had something in my throat.
You had the word overrated in your throat.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Trick the public into believing they're good.
You say U2's not good? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying U2's not good. I'm saying that they're not good at playing music.
Well, that's just dumb.
Yeah. I guess maybe goat horror is more your style.
Dude,
that is true.
Look,
what happened here is that Mike saw all the attention Lisa got yesterday for making up her story about Dazed and Confused being a bad movie. So he said, all right, what outrageous thing can I claim so that everybody will pay attention to me?
Yeah. He's just copying me.
Dustin Hoffman, legendary actor, is 70 years old.
Hack, not good. Not even a good actor. Never been in a good movie.
Not good at acting. I'm saying he's not good. I'm saying he's not good at acting.
Fantastic. Not good at acting.
Fantastic actor.
Not good. Not good at acting.
Midnight Cowboy, my favorite.
And another classic actor, Donnie Most. Donnie Most.
No. Did you say classic?
Oh, yeah. He played Ralph Malfe on Happy Days for all those years. He's 54 years old today. Did you know that every 100 years in a certain field... out in the woods, Donnie Most rises from the mist every 100 years. Did you know that?
No.
Did you happen to see Family Guy on Sunday?
Oh, I missed it. I taped it. I haven't seen it yet.
Brian and Stewie were out berry picking, and they realized they were in a magical forest where once every 100 years, Donnie Most from the TV show Happy Days rises from
that?
The mist.
Right.
Yeah. Here's a little clip from that.
Donnie Most, Donnie Most, he Ralph on Happy Days. Donnie Most, Donnie Most, now he rises from the haze.
It's just Donnie Most coming out of the fog.
How about
beautiful.
That? Who knew?
Then he says, actually, it's Don Most now. And then he just disappears back into the fog for another 100 years. Very entertaining.
Just wanted to correct the name thing.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's brand new from Serge Tankian on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 10 minutes after 8.
Now, you're telling me that Serge from System of a Down, yes. That's his solo effort called The Unthinking Majority, you're telling me that he's complaining about something? He's upset about something? He's not satisfied with the way the world is going?
No, he's very happy. You misunderstood the lyrics. Very happy.
I guess I did.
Everything's good.
Well, I can see why he needed to break out of System of a Down and do that solo record. Because they would never have stood for a song that sounded... Oh, wait, it sounds exactly like that.
Let's talk about a story that Ralph did a couple days ago about Brett Ratner and how he based a scene in Rush Hour 3 on a sexual encounter he had with a transvestite.
Mm-hmm.
The Advocate, which is a gay magazine in New York, asked him about the sequence when a girl takes off her wig and Chris Tucker becomes angry and accuses her of being a man. Ratner responded, "That's from my personal experience. My first... oral was from a man, but I didn't know it was a man. I'm not homophobic or uptight about it. That happens to a lot of heterosexuals. You meet a girl in a bar and it turns out she's not a girl. That happens to a lot of heterosexuals.
It might happen in L.A.
Yeah.
Or New York, but I don't bet it happens much in middle America, do you think?
Probably not.
I don't know. I saw Boys Don't Cry, dude. That can happen.
That's true. Good point.
Now, there are two different things come to mind as I hear you relate that story from director Brett Ratner. One is there is the school of thought, and I know Psycho Mike is in this school of thought, maybe Brett Ratner is, that if somebody's doing it to you, it doesn't really matter if it's a guy or a girl. There's that school of thought, which, by the way, I'm not in that school of thought. Okay. All right. And the other conversation that kind of springs up out of this is, at what point did he find out it was a guy and just go, hey, that's okay, just let's keep going. I've already got time or money invested into this situation. You know what I mean? Because that's the kind of conversation that kind of crept out of this from Psycho Mike, who said, yeah, if I've already, you know, spent the money taking her home, I'm going to go ahead and go through with it, even if it turns out it's a dude.
Hang on. I think we need
to. Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
Okay. So Psycho Mike yesterday, Bean is right, Psycho Mike says, if I find out by the time we're back at the house, and I haven't found out yet, and then I find out?
All bets are off.
Going to go through with it. He's going to go through with it. Now, to me, if I find out, that's a deal breaker. It seems like that's an easy deal breaker. Like, that's just a given.
Well, for you, it might actually deflate the situation. It would be impossible anyway. Yeah.
Good point,
right?
But for Mike.
My girlfriend has a penis.
Yeah.
I've already spent money on drinks.
Don't care.
Giving her a cab ride home or whatever it is.
Don't care.
And now we're back. I'm already charged up. Listen, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you're in the countdown to fire that nuclear warhead, there's no stopping it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that
he is obviously trying to trick me. I mean, with the wig and the outfit and then never mentioning that in the club, right. You're essentially trying to dupe me into believing you're a woman.
Right.
And so now you've written a check. You know what I'm saying? It's time to cash in, and what you get in the end is my balzinis.
Well, that's the price you pay when you think with your penis.
No, I see that. I'm 100% different than you.
Oh, well.
As soon as I find out, I'm like, have a good night. Nice seeing
you. And what if this person, not for you, Kevin, but other people, what if this person doesn't like make that an issue for you? Like, they're happy to keep pretending to be a woman. They're not going to have you, like, touch anywhere
is
where you don't want to.
Is the guy a dude? Is it a dude?
I think there are lines for everybody.
Is it a dude?
Yeah.
That's my line.
I don't think that's outrageous or unreasonable. The fact that the guy is a dude is a deal breaker. I think that's fair.
It's ridiculous. You guys
it's
with
not
your
ridiculous.
Archaic stereotypes like, oh, you get manicures, you work out, you have sex with a man, you're obviously gay.
Okay, let me put it another way, Mike. Let me put it in some other terms here. Maybe this is an analogy. I don't know if it works or not. I'm winging it here.
Hang on one second.
The following is rated MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Okay, so you drive through McDonald's and you're really hankering for a Big Mac. You are starving for this Big Mac. A Big Mac's all you've been thinking about. Man, is that Big Mac going to be good? And you buy a Big Mac and you take it home.
Right.
As you're opening it up, you're at home now. You're all excited about eating your Big Mac. You open it up, you realize, oh, you know what? There's been some sort of mix-up at the McDonald's. It's not a hamburger. It's poo. All right? Now it's a poo burger. Do you go,
no.
Well, I already bought it. I already drove it home. I'm already in the mood for it. I guess I'm going to go ahead and eat it.
That's a totally skewed analogy. You get home and it's fillet of fish.
Exactly.
It would have to be some other type of food.
It's more true than for
no,
what
no,
we're
no,
talking
no, no,
about.
No, no. It's still, I mean, it's not a dog. It's a human being. It's not what you wanted, and it may not be what you were hankering for, but it's still somewhat similar. It's a human being with an orifice that
no.
And by the way, this is what I do. I eat the food they gave me, then drive back and force them to give me more food because they duped me.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We want to talk to you if you've run into this problem. And that I mean you've been out at a nightclub or someplace and you even just started chatting up a woman, found out she was a dude. At what point did you find out she was a dude?
And what was your reaction? How did you handle it? Are you like Kevin who says, well, there's been some misunderstanding. I'm sorry. That's not my thing. Goodbye. Or are you like Mike who says, hell yeah.
No, listen. And I want to make
this
clear.
Are you like Mike who says, I'd rather have a dude. That's what Mike says.
This disclaimer is that if I find out in the bar or something, that all bets are off. I'm not going to go fall. I'm saying I've already been duped. I've already been led down that road.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But wait, have you had sex yet?
No, I get home.
I'm out.
Look it.
I'm pulling the ripcord right there.
My rule of thumb is if you're alone with me in my place of residence post midnight, it's taint demolition. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
They're playing Inland Invasion.
No, taint demolition. They're very, very good.
Regardless of gender.
All right, so we're looking for your stories. 1-800-520-1067. At what point did you find out that she was a he, and where were you in the transaction, and what was your reaction? That's, I think, essentially what we're looking for.
Yes, and I can explain Psycho Mike very easily. He's all about domination. So the fact that there's a dude there, he's just going to make whatever work, and he's going to dominate. For me, I'm not interested in domination. If I want to have sex, I want to have sex. No thanks. If not, if it's a dude, no thanks. I'm out. I don't have any interest in dominating anybody because they're in
young
my
men think with their penises.
Yeah, well, that does happen, unfortunately. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. You call now, and we'll take a quick break and come back.
You must be 18 or older to listen in on this line. If you are not, hang up now.
So you were chatting up a young lady.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
You're chatting up a young lady, say at a club or a sporting event or something like that, and it's going well, and you end up taking her home, and it's your lucky night until you realize the reveal that she's a he. Psycho Mike says, huh? What's Rodney saying?
Yes. Kiss, okay. Kiss, bang, bang, bang,
right.
Bang.
Okay, thank you, Rodney. Psycho Mike says, not a deal breaker. Tell us your experiences at 1-800-520-1067, and why don't we start with Gene in Covina, who's got a story to share about a similar experience.
All right, Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Tell us your story.
Hello? Actually, it's not my story. It's actually a friend of mine.
Of course it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, a friend. We understand.
He was on vacation and meets a girl, or what he thought was a girl.
Right.
And he actually finds out that this person was a hooker.
Right, right.
So he goes ahead and he says, let's do this. Why not? You know, she's attractive. So they go. They proceed to go to the beach, and while in the least explicit terms of saying it, while she is
easy, yeah,
yeah, she's
in the course of the events transpiring on the beach, he finds out it's a dude.
Finds out it's a dude, but he goes ahead okay. and he just decides to just finish it off and so just he's, go all the way with it.
That's not a deal breaker for him.
Apparently not.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank you for your friend's story.
Yeah, that's it for me. I'm not interested in that. But
it's one of okay. Mike's people right there.
Let's go to Dan in Irvine. Dan's got a great story. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Dan.
Tell us about you and your brother.
Oh, well, I basically went out to a club. I'll try to make this quick here. Went out to a club, met a girl, brought her back, and didn't go all the way with her, but basically she kind of
right.
did
got
good
it.
Thing for me.
Yeah, got it.
And about 2 weeks later, we're out again. I hang out with my brother, and we're at the same place. I met the same girl, and my brother kind of was talking to her. And I was like, yeah, I was kind of getting jealous, and I was pretty mad, and he ended up going back. And it was so weird because I thought, you know what, that something weird about this girl, I think it's a dude.
Okay, but wait a minute. Oh, so you went back, and you didn't realize it was a dude when you finished.
Right.
Well, honestly, it was probably one of the best I've ever had, too, which is freaky.
Okay, good.
But
and
you
I'm
didn't
like,
know. Okay.
Too good for a girl, right?
What does that even mean? I don't even understand what that means.
I don't even know
I've
what it
heard
means.
My gay friends say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
anyway,
did you let your brother go through with it like any good brother should?
Well, I was talking with my other friend, and we were basically thinking, you know what, I think that might have been a dude, and if he doesn't go all the way with her, if she only offers a certain thing,
right.
gotta be a dude.
Then you'll know.
Next day, we talked to my brother. Nah, man, she just did a certain thing, and we freaking died.
How about that? How
you
about that?
Let him go through with it
twice.
Right.
Like
we that. Did confirm. We did confirm about a month later through another friend that it was, in fact, a dude.
Okay,
wow.
Now, had you known, would you have stopped? Hello?
Depends on how drunk he was, I bet.
He says
at,
no.
During the time, I told you it was too good to stop.
Yep, yeah. Boy.
That's there's nothing.
Wow.
There
he's looking
look
back
that.
Now saying it was so good. Probably if he hadn't known how good it was going to be, he would have stopped it.
Wow.
Yeah, this all happened to a friend. This didn't happen
sure,
to
of course. Yeah.
A friend, of course. Yeah, we understand.
It was
a friend named Dan, right.
All right,
thank you for the call. Hey, do we have the clip of Entourage when Johnny Drama was trying to get the mayor of Beverly Hills hooked up with that woman? Remember that
scene? I don't
scene?
Think we have that. No. Yeah.
We don't have that. And Johnny Drama goes up to the mayor and says, guy, the girl that's coming on to you, I'm telling you, it's a guy. And the mayor says, whatever, who cares? Same kind of deals. Like, yep. She's hot enough for me tonight, right now.
Yeah, that's okay. Dave in Los Angeles, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, is that me?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Kevin.
Met a girl.
Ben, yeah, I'm going to work out. Yeah, it happened to me last year during a Halloween party.
Whoa, Dave, what makes you think you can say any of that on the radio?
We can't use four of those words.
Oh my God. What's wrong with you?
Dave almost beat the crap out of her, is this the rest of the story.
Him.
I can't. Him. I can't put him back on the air. What the hell? Come on.
That wasn't even trying, was it? All right, let's talk to Henry, who had a near miss. Henry in Los Angeles, Kevin Abid Show on K-Rock. You were making out with a person at a nightclub. Is that where your story begins?
Well, I was a bouncer.
Okay.
So it was my first weekend working with my buddies at this club in downtown L.A.
Right.
And they saw this, I guess, he-she.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to talk to me and trying to get busy. So they said, oh, go for it, man. You know, go downstairs in the basement. Take care of it.
Now, wait a minute. You thought this was a girl at this point.
Yeah, but, hey, it was kind of dark. Looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sexy and everything, man. I started grabbing on her behind. And
all right, easy. We know what happens.
And I went back upstairs. I didn't do anything. When I went back upstairs, they were all laughing.
Of course.
And I said, hey, man, I got the number. We're going to hook up and blah, blah. and then they all kept laughing. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And at the end of the night, when I'm ready to, you know, take off from the bar and from the club, they said, hey, don't.
Oh, said, don't they go, told
dude.
You?
Yeah.
Come on. What kind of friends are those?
They're good friends, man, because I would have been.
Come on.
Would have been bad surprise.
Very bad surprise.
But funny surprise, as long as it's not you. You got the wrong friends. Now, had you found out that that was a dude when you were kissing her?
I didn't. It wasn't like, you know, like tonguing or nothing. It was just, you know,
grabbing and more, a lot of grabbing. She was grabbing. She was grabbing me.
All right.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, Lisa, let me ask you this, because our emailer is Marty from San Pedro, is one who says, is this true in reverse? If you're out somewhere making out and you find out you think it's a guy and it's a girl, deal breaker for you or still okay?
I don't think that ever happens.
First of all, it doesn't. But second of all, no, it's not a deal breaker because chicks are good. You find out you're making out with a chick.
I've never known one instance where that's happened.
All right, let's go to Luann from Torrance. Good morning, Luann.
Hey, good morning, first time caller.
Thank you.
I'm reversing that subject. I'm actually the dresser who actually goes to the bars.
Oh, okay.
Sinister, Kitties, and that's happened to me on a number of occasions where I'll be sitting down, a guy will introduce himself.
And you're dressed like a hot chick.
I am dressed as a hot chick.
Okay.
I'm a very well-known cross-dresser. And, so I'll be sitting there. They'll introduce themselves. I'll come up. I'll introduce myself. I don't talk female, but I'll talk male. And then they'll find out that I'm a male.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Well, some will go, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot something. And then they'll leave.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's like, dude, I hope your friends were watching.
I forgot something.
Some guys are like, wow, that's cool. And then they like to get to know me and what I do.
Really?
You know, I'm not interested in men. I'm interested in other genetic girls and transgenders. But I'm never a male.
Interesting. But men come up to you all the time and hit on you. And you talk in this voice.
I talk in this voice.
Well, Psycho Mike is somebody you ought to have in your Rolodex, man. If you get hard up one night, he's your dude.
We'll hook you two up. Thank you for the call.
What's at the death of? Who died? Hope died. Hope. Hope died because we were all hoping Barry Bonds would have a heart attack before he hit the home run last night to put him in the all-time home run leader list.
Now he hit the home run last night.
Yeah, he did. And it's like it's not bad enough that an a-hole like Bonds has the record. He hit it at home where he was applauded and had support. Why couldn't he have hit it when he was at Dodger Stadium? Wouldn't that have been so much sweeter?
You know there has to be a part of him. I know you said that he was swinging away every time he was trying to hit. There has to be a part of him that wanted, for the replay, to have the place go crazy.
Of course.
You know?
He has been trying to hit it hard. He doesn't know how much life he has left in him, Kevin. He's been trying to hit it hard every single game. Believe me, he was not laying off the pitches waiting to get home. I'm sure he's glad that it worked out this way. I'm sure he's happy it ended up happening in San Francisco. But he would have, you know, he wanted it last week, believe me.
Yeah.
But last night was the night, if you weren't following it or watching the game, and it's been hard to get away from, but here was the actual call of Barry Bonds setting the all-time home run record for a major leaguer.
3-2 to Bonds.
By the way, listen to the chant. Barry, Barry.
Oh,
back
I thought
in
it was
L.A.
Jerry
last week.
Jerry, no, no. Jerry. Oh.
In L.A. last week, it was cheater, 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 which would have done so much better.
Everybody standing here at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. An armada of nautical craft gathered in the Cubby Cove beyond the right field wall. Bonds one home run away from history. And he swings! And there's a long one deep in the right center field. Way back there. It's gone! A home run! Into the center field bleachers to the left of the 421-foot marker. An extraordinary shot to the deepest part of the yard. And Barry Bonds, with 756 home runs, he has hit more home runs than anyone who has ever played the game.
So that's not good news. But what's really interesting is the pressure on the announcer, the guy behind the booth, knowing that we're going to be playing the call today. People are going to be playing it next week, next year. It's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on the people who are there for those historic events. In fact, I mentioned this yesterday on the air. Vin Scully, the great Dodger play-by-play announcer, said in interviews last week when Barry Bonds was in town, he said, you know what? I hope it doesn't happen when he's here because I don't want to have to be the guy to call. It's too much pressure. that's from Vin, who's a pro, who called Hank Aaron. Which, you remember, he set the record.
Oh, did he really? Oh, no kidding.
He set the record against the Dodgers when he overtook Babe Ruth back in the 70s. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure. And that's why the USA Today contest that they were running this week is very funny.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say, oh, that's easy.
Sure.
Anybody could do that. Well, it turns out that's not true. And the USA Today actually allowed people to submit their own play-by-play for what they thought it would sound like if they were doing play-by-play.
That's interesting.
You can download sound effects and, like, home crowd cheering and stuff like that. And then you dummy up what you think it should sound like if you were doing play-by-play.
Okay.
And they're not, they're not all of them great.
As he steps in, Bond sits side by side with the great Henry Aaron. That alone must be an honor.
hasn't seen much to hit today or in the past couple weeks, for that matter.
He sounds like, Boo Boo Bear.
Here's the pitch. Oh, we got that one. Through the wall, and there it is. We have a new home run king in baseball. Holy moly, 756. Only question now is, can that ever be broken? The fans are going wild here.
I like the fake yell. The fans are going wild.
The only question is, can that ever be broken? Yeah, the next time he's up to bat.
Well, he got that one. He got a piece of that one.
You can go to the USA Today, to their website, and listen to some of these people who have sent in what they think it should sound like this dude.
Welcome back to San Francisco's George W. Bush Stadium. It's the top of the sixth. And leading off and visiting Tampa Bay Devil Rays is designated here Barry Bonds.
This is a guy with too much info.
Well, listen to that ovation as Bonds returns to the city, where he hit so many of his 755 home runs. I don't think he ever imagined on July 4th, 2010, he'd have a chance to break Henry Aaron's home run record as the only player ever to recover from an exploded head. Here's the pitch.
What?
He swings
up. He's doing comedy. Exploded head.
Third, oh, he misses strike one. Al Banning on the mound, a great recovery story himself. He goes by swing. That's a huge, huge hit. It's over the fence. And in the desert cactus. Yes, Barry Lamar Bonds is baseball's all-time home run champion.
That guy's just doing a stand-up, Chong. He didn't care about it. By the way, if there's any city in America that is least likely to name a baseball stadium after the president, it's San Francisco, by the way.
I think that was his comedy.
Yeah, I guess.
That was his chunk on San Francisco. They don't put the names of all of the people that have called in, but I do believe some celebrities have called in as well with what it should sound like when Barry Bonds hit the record.
No kidding.
Barry Bonds, now at the plate. Look at the size of his head. It's like a giant pumpkin. He could hollow himself out and work at Halloween. Here's the pitch. Look at that ball go. It's back. It's back. It's already out of the park. Home run number 756 for Giant Head.
I would have been happy if that had been the call.
So that's one of them. Here's one of the other possible celebrities. I'm not sure.
No, coming to the plate is Barry Bonds.
Oh, no.
You know, they say cricket is boring, but baseball sucks. How can you people watch this? Here comes the big now. He swings his mighty bat, and it looks like a home run. But I don't give a f. What about those steroids that made his any bigger? They say it shrinks your butt.
Come on. Why isn't Sean Connery calling every baseball game?
Come on. And the final one that we have is
Barry Bonds. Nope. Yes. Yes, it's coming to the plate. This is a mess.
Great play-by-play man, David Hasselhoff.
And this, it hit it. It hit it out. Nope. Yes. Take me out to the ball game.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
I've had crazy Britney stories all morning.
Yeah,
but they just keep getting crazier.
You can't have more. She can't be crazier now than she was at 6 a.m.
This is the craziest of all.
She's doing like three people's worth of craziness.
I mentioned today that she, of course, we'll recap the story where she wiped her greasy fried chicken hands all over that designer dress when she was doing that shoot for OK Magazine.
Right.
One for Allure, where she was supposed to do an interview. She blew them off for four times, just did the photos, and just sat in the makeup chair topless.
That's a different one, right? That's a new one.
Different photo shoot.
Okay.
Boobs.
You know, of course, we know she's feeding her kids Coke in their sippy cups.
Yep. Right. Doritos.
Doritos. I mean, she's just white trash top to bottom.
Trying to get the kids' teeth whitened, that whole thing.
Maybe it's the whole family, though.
Uh-oh.
This coming from Star Magazine. The shocking battle between Britney Spears and her mother, Lynn, is getting more heated by the minute, fueled by Britney's latest accusation. In a fit of rage, a friend tells Star Magazine, Britney said her mom slept with Kevin Federline.
No way.
Yes!
No.
Sweet.
No.
No way.
No.
She said that Lynn Spears, her mom, was so backstabbing that she slept with Kevin just to hurt her feelings.
Jackpot.
There's no. That didn't happen.
Lynn, on the other hand, is saying to friends she's deeply hurt that her own daughter would viciously accuse her of doing something so terrible.
The problem is that Britney's not exactly 100% reliable these days. I want
it
to be true.
Is that because she snapped and went around the band when she found out her mother was sleeping with her husband?
You think that was the
Could that be the
point?
Cause oh. of her mental distress these days?
That'd
Realizing
be awesome.
That she has no one she can trust in this world?
Well, she does tell her children that grandma, her mother, is the bad lady.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
What if you walked in on mom and your significant other? Call us now, 1-800-520-1067. If you walked in
We're not doing that
with
now,
your mom banging your boyfriend or husband, please call now, won't you?
Where's the love?
Apparently it's...
How about that?
It's in Lynn Spears' pants. That's where the love
Dude,
is.
That is too good to be true. I'm sorry.
It's absolutely true.
It ain't natural!
I'm vouching for it 100%.
You don't have any idea if it's
I'm
true.
I'm vouching for it 100%.
Because you want it to be true.
Yes.
All right. Me too.
Lynn Spears also addicted to chapstick.
Is that right?
Yep.
Exciting story.
Remember Keith Richards of the Rolling Stone? There was a big hullabaloo about the fact that he had taken some of his dad's ashes and chopped them up with some blow and snorted them?
That isn't sure. good for you.
Yeah. Then, of course, his representatives came forward and said, that isn't true.
He was kidding.
He was kidding.
It's been wacky.
Sure. His publicist denied the story and said he was misquoted. He was just being funny. Well, Richards once again has talked about the incident to British music magazine NME.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Clarifying the story, saying the cocaine bit was rubbish. I said I chopped him up like cocaine, not with cocaine.
So it was just pure dad.
He said he was taking the lid off his father's urn. Out comes a bit of dad on the dining room table, Richard said. It didn't feel right just brushing the ashes into the trash, so I chopped them up and snorted them like cocaine, but not with cocaine.
How about that?
Finally, we got to the bottom of that story.
That is an unbelievable
just
story.
Just a pure rail of pop. just a sweet line of daddy. Because to mix dad with cocaine, that would just be bad form. That
well,
would
that's
be,
rude.
That would be insulting to your father's memory.
Of course.
You
sure.
want to take his charred bone and flesh straight up your nose. That's what you want to do.
Fantastic.
We cool.
Keith Richards.
Oh, my God, that's good.
How great is Johnny Depp? He's pretty great.
Great.
He's awesome. He's got, of course, the Pirates movies have made him one of the biggest movie stars in the world. He was always a brilliant actor. Now he's a huge movie star on top of that. He's also working on Sweeney Todd, the musical, with his longtime collaborator and buddy Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And the next film after that he's working on, according to Variety magazine, Johnny has always been in love with the TV show Dark Shadows. Are you familiar with Dark Shadows?
No.
Yeah.
This was a daytime gothic horror soap opera that ran on ABC for years.
During the day?
I remember
yep.
that.
About a vampire named Barnabas Collins.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Who was thousands of years old and had this whole family who lived in this town. And it was the soap opera of the life and love of the Barnabas Collins family.
Wow.
Johnny has said he is desperate to play Barnabas Collins in a movie version of Dark Shadows.
That'd
and
be
he
great.
Is developing the film currently with Warner Brothers. So we'll get to
that
see
like
Johnny as a vampire.
A perfect Tim Burton vehicle also, by
yeah,
the way.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Can Keith Richards be his dad again?
Oh, wouldn't that be the best?
Yes, it would.
He does have the most unusual career, the choices that he's made. I mean, he certainly has become a superstar in his own terms.
That's why he rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you never get the same thing out of the guy twice. If you go see Ed Wood, another one of my favorite movies of all time, he's a transvestite movie director. And he talks like this all the time with his teeth showing. It's very bizarre. It's like a John Lovitz impression almost. And then Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
And I mean, you can go through his films and
Willy Wonka,
never see the same characterization twice.
Yeah,
great stuff.
He's amazing.
How about that Kim Kardashian, huh?
Oh,
how about her?
The more photos I see of her, the more I'm just drawn in.
Boobs.
You were in the room, but Mike was disappointed to find out that she's all woman.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, he's very sad that she doesn't have a penis.
Apparently, she is set to star in her own TV reality show for E! Entertainment Network.
Fantastic.
They've lost The Simple Life. You know, they canceled that, the Paris and Nicole show. So they're looking for something to replace it with. Originally, it was going to be a show with Kelly Osbourne and Kim Stewart. But
wow.
they have put that on the shelf in favor of a movie about Kim Kardashian and her family.
Yep.
You mean a TV show?
What I say?
Movie.
Yes, TV show.
That's a great choice. If you're considering her versus
Kelly
Ozzie's,
Osbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
However, here's my fear, and this happened to me time and time and time again.
I get the hots for a celebutante in their photographs, a la Jessica Simpson, who I adored back before I ever heard her speak.
Right, and then she speaks.
Paris Hiltons, all these people. And then you watch them on television, and then you hate them immediately, and it just sucks all the testosterone right out of your vibe about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my fear is with Kim Kardashian that I'm going to lose my lumber.
Well, sound down, dude, is the answer.
I know, but still.
Yeah, just turn
sometimes
it down.
You can just see they're being stupid.
Put it on mute.
You don't have to hear me. Look how stupid she's talking without me hearing. You can just sense. You can just pick up the vibe. Today's celebrity birthday, Scott Stapp, singer for Creed, 34 years old today. The Edge, guitarist for U2. One of the greatest rock and roll bands in the world, Psycho
That's
Mike.
Sure. Indisputably, I think, at this point.
Except for Psycho Mike, who says they're horrible.
Well, he's bad.
Not horrible.
Well, he's just trying to get attention.
They're not great. They're overrated, and he's not very talented. The Edge sucks.
And you know that Spielberg is a crappy director, too. While we're on the topic, right? Right,
yeah,
Mike?
The Edge is 46.
And Dave's going to say no to a lot of women. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Everyone's squared away.
Thanks.
And Dustin Hoffman, Oscar-winning actor. He is 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What was that?
Go ahead.
Well, I lost my intro. I didn't know if it was time to talk.
That's a 1-800-520-1017
is the telephone number. You give us a call toll free. We give you a prize to get in the air. You can call on any topic. Why don't we start with Dennis? He's in Canoga Park today with apparently the hottest story in America.
What's the prize? What do they get?
What is it, nephew?
Hey, Dennis.
You get 50 free songs from iTunes for being on the air with us here today.
Awesome.
All right. Dennis.
Yes. Hi. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I was talking, reading a story about how Anaheim Stadium, you know, they have the most rats in the stadium. And I had tickets to go to yesterday's game with the Red Sox. But, you know, after that, reading that story, I just didn't really want to go anymore because it was just kind of, you know, kind of weird to see that so many rats are going around that stadium.
Yeah.
Let me put this in perspective for folks who maybe have not heard the story. They check out all, you know, public places that serve food, and baseball stadiums are some of them. And for the last 2.5 years, Petco Park in San Diego had 2 vermin violations. Dodger Stadium had 7. You ready for this? Anaheim Stadium, 118 vermin violations in 2.5 years.
That's some rats.
That is a lot of rats.
Why? Apparently they don't pick up the food till the next day.
Are they like stashing the trash in a room or something?
Everybody leaves their food everywhere, and they didn't come to pick it up until the next day.
I can't believe that.
The rats would come in and eat. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Fantastic.
A rat buffet.
Sure.
So you're not going to go to an Angel game because you think you're going to be attacked by rats.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, who knows where those rats have been, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're not serving them in your food, right? You don't have to eat them, right? You know that.
Who knows where those rats have been?
If I know the origin of the rats, I have no problem with it, but I don't want any mystery rats.
Thank you, Dennis, for the call.
No, that's a wee bit embarrassing for the folks in Anaheim, though. That's not the image you want at your ballpark, that's for sure.
All right, let's go to Ted, who's calling from Long Beach. Good morning, Ted. What'd it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Anyway, guys, I gotta know. Did I do wrong here, okay? Basically, the Harry Potter release.
Yeah.
Okay, I was there. I was lined up as one of those guys. And there was 2 people going around videotaping, like, one dude telling people how the book ended.
Okay? Funny.
So you were in line at what, like midnight to get it?
Yeah, I was in line at midnight. I was like two people behind in line.
Right.
I saw this guy doing his girl. She looked like she was about to cry. I just walked up, said, hey, punch the first guy who was talking in the mouth. And then I went up to the other guy. I had a knife. I took his camera. And I ran right outside the door and threw the camera in the parking lot. I said, you left your camera outside. I got arrested for that.
You should have. You're a psychopath.
Well, yeah, that was a little much.
Psychopath. He was being rude. I can't stand
You punched
it.
A man in the face and then took another guy's camera at knife point. You freak.
Because he was being rude.
Ted.
I support the punch, but the knife. The knife was wrong.
I'm sorry, you support the punch.
I can
assault somebody, Lisa, just for giving away a nerd ending.
Absolutely.
This guy should have gone to jail for being in line for the Harry Potter book at midnight, by the way.
I support you, Ted.
I think the punishment may not have fit the crime, I think, is what's being suggested here in the room, Ted. Sorry.
Thanks for the call. Wow, that's something. All right, let's go to...
Am I wrong? I took his camera at knife point and destroyed it.
I think I did the right thing.
But you backed me, right?
Chance in Garden Grove, good morning.
Hey, what it do, guys?
What it do?
Hey, congratulations on Bonds. I want to say that for 756.
Okay.
The first story about the Angel Stadium, that's gross.
Yeah.
And but I was at the Dodger game while Giants were in town, and every Dodger fan there was booing them as they were coming up.
Right.
Good.
Booing them as they were taking the camera out of their pocket.
Good.
Good.
Right.
Booing them. They were taking pictures.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And then so booing them so after good. You got out.
That's
good.
Fine. Long okay. as long as
my deal is, Dodgers pick a side. Are you going to boo them or are you going to love them? Which one are you going to do?
My deal is, your name is Chance. That's my whole deal.
Your complaint is that they were taking photos of a man that they were also booing. That's your complaint.
Yeah, and then they booed him when they intentionally walked him.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't get hit. Because they were hoping he'd get hit by Mitch.
I can clarify the whole thing. Chance, they don't like him.
Yeah, but don't boo him if you're going to try to take pictures of him.
No, I understand. That does seem like reverse, two opposite things happening at the same time. I do agree with him on that. If you don't like him, why would you want to take a picture of him?
You know his name is Chance, right?
I do. He brings up a good point, but there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is.
There,
sorry.
Whether you hate him or not, if you're there and a piece of baseball history is going to happen, you should say, hey, look, I was there that night and have some documentation.
All right, let's go to Daniel in Chino. Good morning, Daniel.
What it do, guys?
What it do?
I work at a restaurant out in Chino. I can't really say the name, but a gentleman sued us because he couldn't fit through the bathroom doors, kind of. And so we had to remodel all of our bathrooms.
Was it the Outback Steakhouse?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Taking a shower.
Yeah, so
you just thought you would randomly
just wanted to see if I could shake him or not. Was it story?
Was it TGI Fridays?
No.
Blue Jumper?
Was it an Applebee's?
Oh, I wish it was Applebee's. That'd be great.
Oh, step down from Applebee's.
Wow.
Denny's?
Well,
Denny's.
What's up?
Denny's?
Daniel.
No, his name's Daniel, actually.
The restaurant.
We're guessing Denny's. Restaurants, douchebag.
I know that. Get a joke.
Daniel, I think what you're saying is true.
Subway.
That happened.
Subway.
And we're living in a world where if 999,999 people don't have a problem with the business, but there's one crippled person who does, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. That's the world we live in. There's nobody who's going to say, I'm sorry, Crip, you can't come in here. It's not the world we live in anymore.
I'm just hoping he's not listening so he won't sue me for that.
Yeah.
Togos. Togos.
Is it Togos?
Damn it, you got it.
Okay. Yeah. Woo! Nicely done.
Togos. Togos.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jake in Anaheim. He seems to have something he wants to speak with Bean about. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Jake?
Go Anaheim, by the way.
Go,
go Rats. Go Rats.
It's your birthday. Team. Yeah, Anaheim Rats.
This call is actually more for Bean. My dad is a labor relations specialist manager for the Anaheim post office plant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anytime if Bean's in Anaheim, if he hits me up, I could get him like a behind-the-scenes tour, meet some postal inspectors, all stuff like that.
That is very generous. No, I appreciate that very much. I may take you up on that, dude. Thank you.
Bean just exploded in his pants, man.
For people who don't have any idea what we're talking about, for some reason, Bean is obsessed with the post office. Has been since he was a kid. He had the poster of the Postmaster General on his wall in high school.
Yeah.
Sure. I have an autographed photo of the current Postmaster General, my friend Sweet Jack Potter. I actually have framed in my house right now. I mean, I still love him, and I love the post office, so I will take Jake up on that offer. Thank you very much for the call.
Stamp adhesive in his pants, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, can we go back to Danny for just 1 second? Do you mind?
Daniel?
The guy with the bathroom, the lawsuit.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Danny? Danny? Was it the Olive Garden?
No.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Let's go to chat.
All right.
I think Ralph
Sizzler. Was it Sizzler?
No, it wasn't Sizzler.
Mm-hmm. Wow, where else could it be?
Arby's? Red Onion.
All right. I can tell you off the air.
Okay, we're off the air now. Tell us.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, we're not on the air anymore. Go ahead. What's the name of the restaurant?
Okay, we'll be right back.
It rhymes with...
We'll be right back. With...
All right.
Okay, now we're off.
It rhymes with Bed Bobbin.
Bed Bobbin.
Okay. Oh.
All right, with Bed right. Bobbin.
Can't figure it out. You got to give us more.
Can't.
Oh, all right.
Is it Shakey's?
All right.
You're so cryptic.
We're going to send that one to a team of experts and have them analyze the code and see if we can figure it out. I want to thank all of our callers and all of our guests today. And by all of our guests, I mean, of course, funny man Bobby Slayton for joining us. The Pitbull of Comedy now doing an exclusive engagement at the Hooters in Las Vegas tonight through Sunday night. You can see him by calling 866-LV-HOOTS, 21 and up. Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy. Very funny. You ought to check it out if you're going to Vegas.
Johnny Rockets. Is it Johnny Rockets?
Yes, he's back on.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Jim Barry, spokesman for Consumer Electronics, will be back with a lot of new gadgets for us.
Is that time again already?
It's time for the, I guess he's got some kind of a back-to-school gadget program or something, or the new things you can take to school with you or whatever.
Cool.
We love the gadgetry, so we got that. We got Axe of Black. We got Eddie Izzard.
I'm sorry, what was
talking about The Riches, which is a great TV show.
What did you slide over just before Eddie Izzard?
Eddie Izzard, very funny, very good
actor. Just before Eddie Izzard, you slipped something past us.
We have the bassist from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Flea, on the program tomorrow.
Flea's cool, but what did you say before the last thing?
Before Eddie Izzard, what did you say?
K-Fed is back, and Axe of Black.
Axe of Black?
Yeah, well, you know... Ask a Mexican has been such a runaway hit here.
Oh, sure. We got that dude who comes in who writes that.
Gustavo Llorano. People love him. People are on hold before he gets here. They like him so
much. That's correct. So we're gonna just roll with the momentum that we've got going.
So if you have any questions about the African Americans,
that's correct.
You can call in here and our black will tell you.
That's correct.
Oh, good.
We don't own him, Ralph. You understand? He's an actual friend of ours, right?
I know.
He is a
friend. Wouldn't that be cool, though, if we did?
No.
The good old days, huh?
No, it wouldn't be cool
at
all.
That's my first question for Axe
of
Black.
Come on.
You think slavery was cool?
Well, we'll see how that goes.
You guys miss those days?
Nat Corbin is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Hey, this could have been our final show, by the way. I feel good about the way we ended. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Velvet Revolver's new one, Get Out the Door, is part of that. Also, Gorillaz, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Incubus. A new one from Finger 11 called Paralyzer, and so much more after this on K-Rock.